the chocolate all over the girl's
ass. Hey, God bless him.
You would think, though, you would want to stay in a little bit better shape than that if you're going to be doing that. If you're going to be 58, he says 58, please. If you're going to be like 64 and you're going to be bedding down with some girls in their 20s, wouldn't you maybe go to the gym or something?
Doesn't need to. Celebrity, money.
Yeah, but it's got to be embarrassing. You know the chicks aren't like, oh, Robin, look, I love the way your belly fat just hangs right over your genitals. No, I like having to hunt for genitals like that.
Yes, it's a fun game. Find Robin's genitals.
He's like Fat Bastard.
Yeah, he's like Fat Bastard laying there. Oh, I'm so sexy. Look at me, honey. Go ahead, lift my belly fat. Find my genitals. Look, I fooled you. There's another flap of belly fat under the first one.
Yeah, you would think you would want to... You know, you don't have to be like Jack LaLanne or something, but that huge gut... Big, flat, limey ass he's got.
Look at my ass! As flat as a calm day on the Mediterranean. Once you have fat, you've never go back. Robin Leach.
I mean, you know. Because you know the girls are just like, oh my God. Look at this guy. Gotta bed down him again.
You love me because I'm beautiful.
Ugh. Well, so there you have it.
God bless him.
Robin Leach.
It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
How about that woman that took his shirt off?
It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
That's disgusting.
Take your bra off and take it off now.
Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Woohoo!
Whip 'em Out! Whip 'em!
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show for today, Wednesday.
Yeah,
we love Wednesdays on the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Yes, indeed, it's Whip 'em Out Wednesday, Anthony.
Yes.
We don't brag about much on this radio program. We will brag about Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Yeah, people love it.
The greatest radio promotion ever invented.
Yeah.
And boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, we invented Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
People do enjoy it. You put WOW on your vehicle. As you're driving home, girl sees the WOW and just feels like showing you her beautiful breasts. Yes.
And Philadelphia has WOW stickers.
Yep.
I'm just getting a report that Chicago now has WOW stickers, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nice.
New York has had WOW stickers for a very long time, and it's just a mess out there on the roads every Wednesday.
Girls just flapping them out.
Everywhere. You know, the newer cities, it's going to take time, but trust me, this thing works. It's unbelievable. You should start by making a homemade WOW sign, put it on the back of your car, drive around, and see what happens. Simple as that. We have two simple rules. Do not follow the ladies, and do not harass the ladies.
That's it.
You put the WOW on your car, and then you just go about your business, and many, many people see boobs every single Wednesday.
You just forget
that WOW
about
sticker.
It.
Right.
And then before you know it, you're next to a girl. She's showing you her beautiful cans, and you're going, "What? Why is that girl doing? Oh, yeah. It's WOW."
That's right. Paulie, the bus driver, what's up?
Boys.
Hey, Paulie.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, citizens. How you doing?
Hey,
doing
what's
all right.
Up? What's up? You tell us.
Dude, I got the story, man.
Yeah?
I got your good stuff, Hope.
Yeah?
New York City bus driver, I am. I go out this morning to go pre-trip my bus. And what do I have on the back of my bus but a gigantic WOW sign, bro?
Yeah, the bus things have started now, and the subway signs, there's... And it's just a huge version of the WOW sticker.
Yeah. We were promised, like, bus signs and billboards when we first came to New York 3 years ago. They finally have given us what we wanted.
Yeah.
And now we have these just ridiculously huge WOW stickers all over the city of New York.
And they're on the back of these buses.
Yeah. And Paul, you're getting WOW because it's on the back of your bus?
Dude, I got the grin on my face. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm on autopilot going down the road, right?
Yeah.
And I see this Mustang come in front of me, yellow convertible, two chicks in it. Yeah. I'm still in a coma. Who cares, you know?
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, the chick gets up, holds onto the roll bar, and pulls out the McGuffey's.
Nice.
Dude, I mean, you got to see the guys were jumping out of the friggin' seats, man. Women were disgusted. I mean, dude, it was... And she blows me a kiss, and they just fly by. Couldn't believe it. What's the MTA logo now? Wowing your way?
Yeah, we encourage the ladies to WOW the buses, because the buses have them all over New York City.
They got huge WOWs on them.
Just huge WOW signs on the back of the buses in New York. That's classic. All right, Paulie.
Hey, Hope?
Yeah.
Again, road show?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
If you got my email, I want to challenge Zach Wilde if Norton's not doing it.
Oh, okay.
I'm in, bro.
All right, sounds good.
And another thing, I got Bon Jovi tickets to donate to you guys if you want for What Would You Do?
Ooh, Bon Jovi tickets.
Wow.
I do for you guys. You know it, man. I got them. No problem.
All right, Paulie, we'll probably have you in for the Zach Wilde thing.
Okay, and one more thing. Any spare Spinal Tap, brother?
Spinal Tap tickets?
Any spare?
What? All right, put them on hold.
Yeah. I love you.
All right, Paulie.
O&A spreading across the country like a virus with no cure.
Right on, man. I'm telling you, this WOW thing, we don't have to tell New York, but we have to tell the other cities. It works like an effing charm.
That is so funny that the buses now have to go around with the WOW sticker, pretty much. It's a giant version of the WOW sticker on the back of the bus.
Yeah. Classic. So, if you're in those new cities, man, we love the homemade WOW signs. That's how this whole thing started many years ago in Boston.
Very underground.
Very underground. You put the homemade WOW sign on your car, and, you know, we gotta tell the ladies what that means, obviously. So it's going to take some time, but start by getting a homemade WOW sign on your car, okay?
There you go.
Our buddy, our pal, Cowbell Bill, is on
Happy
the line.
You.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, there's wowing going on at exit 62 out here on the expressway.
What, you got wowed?
I got wowed.
Was it nice?
Nice large babies, too.
Yeah?
Like to say thank you to the little brunette and the little blue car.
There you have it.
And what did you say? Hey, wait a minute, I'm Cowbell Bill.
Oh, yeah.
You might as well work it, Bill.
Why not, man? Hey, I'm still recuperating from the... Lucifer and Beelzebub Caligula show.
Yeah, that road show is out of control, man.
I'm just starting to get my hearing back, but I had a great time, guys.
All right, Bill.
Cool, Bill.
All right, we'll see you for Spinal Tap.
All right, cool.
All right.
Yeah, we got plenty of pictures from the road show if you haven't checked them out yet.
Yeah.
On our website, WNEW.com, foundrymusic.com as well. Hundreds of pictures and video clips. Christine, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you?
We're doing well today.
That's good. Listen, I can't find a WOW sticker. I'm Putnam County, and nobody has them.
Oh, boy. We get this complaint every week from a bunch of ladies.
I'm driving around today willing to show what I have, and nobody wants to see it.
There's a beautiful set of boobs right there, and she wants to whip them out.
34C, they're not bad.
They're nice 34Cs, right?
They're a nice 34C, and I'm willing to show them, but... I can never find a WOW sticker.
See, at this point, you're crazy not to just put a WOW in your car.
Yeah.
Christine could be next to you. You don't even know it because you don't have a WOW sticker.
That's right.
All right, Christine. Let us know if you find anyone today, okay?
I definitely will.
All right. There
Thanks,
she goes.
Guys.
Christine, willing to wow, can't find any wows on the highways in her area. Louis, what's up?
Hey, what's up, OA?
Hey, man.
Yeah, yo, I just want to say you're hitting the Latino community hard as hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was listening to Hot 97 in the morning.
Yeah.
I mean, not Hot 97, La Mega 97.9.
La Mega.
La Mega.
A station that broadcasts half their programming in Spanish.
Right.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was listening to it, and they was talking about, oh, man, there's these two crazy-ass dudes in the afternoon. About that, man.
Yeah, you gotta watch that S word.
Sorry. They're doing this thing where women are whipping out their, you know what? And, you know, we wish we invented it. And people started I'm Latino. What do you expect?
Hey, you sure use that S word a lot.
Hold on there, Lois. So they wish they came up with this, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of guys that wish they came up with this, and quite frankly, they just said, hey, what the hell? I didn't come up with it, but I'll do it on my show.
All right, man. Take care.
All right, Lois.
All right.
The Latinos kind of took part of it and ran with it. It was called the Puerto Rican Day Parade here in New York.
Yeah. Got nothing to do with that.
Yeah, believe me.
No, I know. Man Cow does Whip Him Out Wednesday. Make him believe it's his.
Please.
There's a show in San Francisco that does it, and they're making believe it's theirs. And
how's that for a topper?
And we're going to be on in San Francisco in a few days, so we'll be able to finally tell everyone in San Francisco where the idea came from. Then you got other guys like Tom Lycus, who... You know, decided, well, maybe if I just change it to Flash 'Em Out Fridays, no one will know the difference.
Flash 'Em Fridays. Please.
And then there's a show in Vegas, and we're going to be on in Vegas in the very near future.
Very good.
We got to hit all the cities that have guys doing the Whip 'Em Out Wednesday thing.
Yep.
And I challenge any of these guys to prove that they came up with this before we did.
Yeah, show us some documented evidence, like the newspaper clippings or something. That we had from Boston.
You mean our newspaper clippings that go back about 6 years? Yeah, okay. Corey, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to say two things.
Yeah.
You guys are taking over the radio. Howard Stern doesn't stand a chance. And thanks for coming to PA, man. You guys are great.
We're loving PA so far, man.
Hey, well, we're loving you guys. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
We aren't even on in the same part of the day.
As Howard?
Right.
Yeah.
One big happy family, isn't it?
What?
Huh? What was that?
So there you have it. It's Whip 'Em Out Wednesday. You know the deal in the new cities. You just put the wow in the back of your car and go about your business, and you just might see something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, interesting breaking news from CBS.
CBS.
The TV station, obviously.
Yeah.
Has anyone else checked out Big Brother 2 yet?
I have not checked it out yet.
I must say, it's a huge improvement from Big Brother.
Oh, really?
Remember we had Arnold Shapiro, the executive producer, on our show, and we were trashing him and stuff? Mm-hmm. I'm definitely hooked, definitely into it. Definitely,
are you?
Definitely entertained.
More things going on in the house?
Well, they just got a bunch of horny people in the house.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of action going on already. People are getting topless. This is all what the show should be about.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the first one, they just sat around... talking about nonsense.
Well, there was that thrilling segment where they put together a puzzle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who wants to watch people putting together a puzzle?
No offense to our buddy, our pal who won the whole thing, Eddie, but this one is much, much better. Much better. The house is decorated better. The individuals are more interesting.
There's some sex going on.
They're all hooking up. They're getting naked. Oh, yeah. They're just all sleeping with each other in their beds and stuff.
Yeah. Co-ed.
But you're hearing it here first. One of the guys got kicked out, and you don't even know about it yet.
Yeah. This is behind-the-scenes stuff.
Shh. And someone sent us a clip, and we don't know where we got it from.
Mm-hmm.
But we got an actual clip of this guy, Justin, who's from Jersey.
Yeah.
Bayonne,
from
right?
Bayonne.
From Bayonne, Jersey.
He is such a dick. The guy is just... He walks around all the time with his shirt off, and he just thinks he's an incredible ladies' man. He calls himself Justin Credible. Get it? Justin Credible. That's what he calls himself.
Oh, you guys got to watch the show because there's a bunch of guys that think their S don't stink. There's another guy that thinks he's Justin Bateman from American Psycho.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's a doctor and completely full of himself. He spends, like, a long time in the mirror primping himself to look as well as he can.
I use a pumice wash.
Right, right. this card, the color is bone.
Right.
I forgot the guy's name, but this guy is just full of himself.
Yeah.
Convince all the 14-year-old girls out there already love him.
Well, this Justin guy comes off as like a real nutcase.
All he does is lift all day long.
Yeah, like he's got on some kind of, like he comes off like a guy that's on roid rage, you know?
Right.
Well, he's just crazy.
He threatened this guy. I don't know all the names yet, but I think his name is Ken. He's like 45, 46-year-old real estate mortgage broker.
Yeah.
Ken accused Justin of taking his pillow 2 days in a row, and it was only...
His pillow?
Yeah, and it was only 1 day in a row.
One day in a row.
One day, excuse me. So Justin got pissed off, got right in his face, and basically said, you better stand up because I'm going to kick your ass.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Then the guy stood up with a weak fist, like getting in the position to maybe fight him.
Yeah.
And then back down in front of like a couple of the other housemates looking just completely ridiculous.
Oh.
And Justin walks back in the house all...
What a dick.
Without a shirt on and his muscles popping like, yeah, I showed him.
Yeah, the guy wants to come off like that. And, you know, I hate people like that. Jesus Christ. Good. So, Justin's gone.
Yeah, Justin's gone. I don't know how they're going to handle it on CBS. I'm assuming they're going to show the clip that we got a hold of.
Yeah. He's with Krista, who he's been canoodling with.
Yeah, Krista's from, like... Yeah, she's from New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like a country girl, really. I don't even think she's from the city, like the burbs of New Orleans or something.
They're talking and kissing and whatnot, you know, and he's just like loud and obnoxious and kind of like got this violent undertone about him, you know? So at one point, she says something. He gets a little agitated with what she's saying. Not really in a bad way because he's still kissing her. She's laying...
Wait, yeah, you should explain. They're just making out on the island.
The island in the middle of the kitchen, you know, that uses a chopping block.
And she looks completely hammered. I don't know if he was hammered. He didn't really look it, but she definitely was sauced.
So she's laying down on that thing. When he walks away, he picks up this carpet sweeper thing, you know, like the thing you go over a carpet to clean it up with, and goes, how about I just cave your head in with this thing? Now, who does he think he is? Norton?
He was kind of joking, but in a... I don't know, man.
He goes, wham! You know, and he goes a slow motion swing at her head. Goes like, wham! Yeah. So then he puts the carpet sweeper down. He goes, what would you think if I killed you? And but he's kissing her and, like, talking with her. He goes, what if I killed you? And he picks up a knife. Big friggin' knife. And walks over to her, puts the knife right to her throat, the blade right to her throat, and goes... What would you think if I killed you?
And she goes, what an idiot.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't care.
I don't care. Go ahead. He goes, all right.
Yeah,
and he kind of gets behind her and grabs the knife and puts it to her throat.
Right.
And I guess CBS might have a problem with this.
And then,
I don't understand. that was my favorite part of the show. But he's a pussy. He didn't go through with it.
Yeah, so he's got the knife to her neck.
Yeah.
And then he's making out with her and basically saying, you know, what would you do if I killed you? And she goes, I wouldn't care.
Yep.
I wouldn't care. And then she goes, do it. Do it.
Yeah, do it. And he puts the knife right to her throat and starts like, you could see he actually made contact with the blade in her neck.
Right.
So they had problems. And I guess he's gone.
Yeah, they kicked him out of the house just like that. So, I don't know how they're going to handle it on the next Big Brother. When is that, on Thursday?
Yeah.
Is the next episode? Well, that's breaking news.
Breaking news.
Justin from Bayonne, New Jersey is out of the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
For putting a knife to Krista's neck.
Like, I wish I'd been watching so I could really give a flying F, you know, that he's kicked out, but I really don't care. The guy just looked like a real dick.
Mike, what's going on?
Yo, guys, what's going on, man?
Hey.
Yeah, what did you like to call this show, MTV's Real World? It sucks. Let me tell you, it sucks. And Little Joe Pinto rocks. Little Joe Pinto rocks, baby.
What the hell is Little Joe Pinto, you ass?
Little Joe Pinto is one of the best local rock bands in Philadelphia, man. You can check them out at littlejoepinto.com. I'm telling you, you see Melissa, you tell him the next time she comes up to...
Bang, 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 bang.
What a douchebag. If you want to talk about your band, you call up and talk about your band. Don't go, you know, I want to talk about Big Brother and then sneak it in.
Right.
What a dick.
Tool. Everybody kick him off the show.
Everybody should just go to the next show and just tell them how much they suck.
Yeah, show up for one show.
Why? Maybe the band's cool and that guy's just the a-hole.
He's probably one of the douchebag friends that you got to, like, deal with.
What a jerk. God, I hate that. Luke, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you?
We're doing good.
Okay. I was wondering if I could get some Wild Stickers.
You're calling from Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cleveland doesn't have the Wow stickers yet, but you know what? The Wow thing works just as well with homemade Wow signs. I'm telling you, we love when people make homemade Wow signs.
Yep.
Okay.
It's even cooler, actually. I mean, to this day, because we have bumper stickers all over New York that say Wow on them, but when I see, like, somebody with masking tape on the back of their car that says Wow, I think that is so effing cool to this day.
All right.
But if you want one of our Wow stickers from New York, just send a self-addressed stamped envelope to 888 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10106.
Okay.
All right, Luke.
Yeah, thanks.
That address is on our website as well, so.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Getting a lot of support from Cleveland is pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Cleveland definitely coming aboard. Is this true? I'm hearing that Bellevue Angela, this is a rumor, I'd like her to call, went into Bar 9 last night. We all hung out at Bar 9 last night, by the way. My brother was playing. We drank a lot and had a lot of fun there very late. But I heard after we left, Angela came running in with police after her because she skipped out on paying a cab fare. And she was all crying.
Man, it seems like she's got problems again.
I don't know if that's true or not. I'd like to hear somebody confirm that.
We had Angela crying on the show yesterday by accident.
Oh, my God.
We didn't mean to make her cry.
Because we played the Daddy's Home song that she's very touchy about in the Bellevue special. But we've done that plenty of times. But this time she was a little upset.
All right. We're going to take our first break. I think when we get back, we're going to announce the winner of the Moms I Like to F contest.
Oh, that's right. We're wrapping that up today. Voting close, Opie? Is the voting close?
Let me see. I got the final votes in front of me here.
You
I
do?
Think.
Very close?
Oh, yeah. It was close.
This thing isn't even close.
What?
Stop.
It's really close. Look.
Just stop.
Look.
Look at that total.
That's close.
Get out of here.
We'll announce the winner of the contest.
Yeah.
In just a bit, okay?
All right.
Yes, it's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Very excited. If you're seeing anything on the highways today, please give us a call. 877-692-1027.
Hang like the animals they are.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. 877-692-1027. A lot of people giving me hell. I said Justin Bateman.
Oh, my God, that's right. It's Patrick.
I know, it's Patrick Bateman. Sorry. I apologize.
That's all right. He didn't know who the hell he was in that movie. That was a great movie. So twisted.
All right, we're moments away from hopefully getting the winners of the Moms I Like to F contest on the phone line so we could talk to them. Grand prize is a trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
I wonder who won.
Thank you, Spirit Airlines.
Wow, I'm having such a hard time figuring out the winner.
It really is no surprise.
Dude, no.
Really?
Really?
I'll be honest. I could have went either way with those two ladies.
You got to understand, though, it's a mom contest. This isn't the hottest chick contest. You have to take this in the context that these are moms. Who's the hottest mom on this? Right?
Yeah, but the other one's pretty hot, too.
Oh, I realize. I know.
Second place is really hot as well. You're making it sound like no one had a chance in this contest.
The voting?
The voting was close. Look, it's right here.
Here's voting is so not close.
Yeah,
when you look at it in bar graph form,
it's close.
It's ridiculous.
It's close. Let me see.
All right.
Let me just see the numbers.
All right. This is today's votes in the last 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And this is the votes from the 24 hours before that.
Right.
And then you add them up, and that's close.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's real close.
Right?
Yes, they're all numbers.
All right.
That's close.
Before we get the winners on the phone, we're having a tough time tracking them down. We want to replay the Sandy Kane thing from yesterday because everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, it was pretty late yesterday.
We love Sandy Kane, don't we, Anthony?
No, I find her completely heinous. She was down at Bar 9 last night.
Sandy Kane went down to Bar 9?
She showed up, and people were just, like, running away from her. She's sitting on the couch. I get up on stage. I'm like, how come usually when we're here on Tuesday night, everyone's sitting on the couches? She was alone on the couch. No one wanted to sit next to her. They're all, like, cramped in, standing room only. And there's three couches wide open no one wanted to sit on.
Well, would you sit next to someone with genital warts? Did she have her fright wig on?
No, she took the fright wig off.
Which is even worse.
And it...
Her real hair is worse than the fright wig.
It looked the same.
No.
Like I couldn't tell.
No. No.
How old do you think she is?
83.
Gotta be close.
She's gotta be at least 60, right?
At least 60?
You think she's older than 60?
Yeah. Although you gotta take into consideration she is ridden hard and put up wet
big
for many
time.
Years.
Big
so
time.
Maybe 60 then, but hard as 60.
Supposedly she still works the peep shows. And she came in here yesterday. She wanted to sing a Jerry Seinfeld song. And the one problem with Sandy Kane, we love her and stuff. I mean, she gives us good radio.
Yeah.
But she just doesn't understand broadcast standards, and every other word is just something we have to dump out of.
Yeah.
And it gets really frustrating to you and I.
Well, because she then, after you tell her what the word she said was and that she can't say it anymore, she will repeat the word. Oh, I can't say, And you're like, no, stop. Don't say it.
Right.
Oh,
Right. Right.
It gets very frustrating.
And every time we dump out of the show, you're losing a lot of material.
Yeah.
4 or 5 seconds at a time, which is a lot.
Right.
So we got so frustrated because then she starts singing the Seinfeld song, and then she starts using words you can't use.
Yeah.
So then we basically told her if, you know, she could sing her song, but if we had to dump out of the show again, we were going to just start throwing crap at her.
So we all picked up stuff. And waited for her to say a bad word.
Right. So this is how it went down yesterday. Check it out. Sandy Kane is ready.
She's ready to sing her...
She wants to sing her Jerry Seinfeld song, Anthony. We got her music ready, and I don't know why she...
Oh, my God.
Horrible. Horrible.
What are the... Ugh.
I smell vermin poontang.
Anyway.
All right. Sandy, I'm going to start your music, okay?
Okay, baby.
Another current song. There she goes.
Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
Jerry, baby. Oh,
Jerry Seinfeld, won't you call me tonight?
No, hold on.
What are you, don't talk, don't say anything like, can't you say, blah, blah, blah. Don't,
Shut up.
Shush.
You can't say that.
You can't say the C.
Shut up! Shut up! Holy F!
Sandy, shut up. Don't,
because now they have to jump out again.
Say this.
Jesus.
Come on.
All right, look.
Breathing.
I want to punch you in the face.
Kill her.
Listen
Anthony.
To me.
Why can't
me.
You shut your effing trap?
How come when I'm saying you can't say something, you then say that word? Don't say it. Shut up.
Don't say anything.
Now, don't say it. The C word you said can't be said. Don't say it. I see you gearing up to say it. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What did you throw at her, Opie? What was that?
Cart.
Nice.
That was a near one.
That's your Sandy.
That's your Jerry Seinfeld music. You can't say. Oh, that was her music.
Wow. Nice rage. That was beautiful.
Wow. You got some kind of disorder.
No.
That's for sure. That's
it. She messes up to it.
No, but the lyrics are come out tonight.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't say come out tonight. Now, shut. You used the other version of that word, and you put it in a context.
Can I do it again that way?
Don't you want her on the air?
Yeah, I do. No, but I mean, I'll do it.
Look, Otto.
You guys
Otto's
got me so horny that I had to do it that way. I am so horny that I had to say it that way.
Well, okay, look.
Can I just do it one more time?
Let's do it back up. Let's play a game. If we have to dump out of you one more time in the show, we get to throw stuff at you.
Hello, okay. And A, I always like them.
Everyone pick up something you're going to throw at Sandy if she gets dumped out of again.
Okay. Right.
This is what we do. This is what we do now. See, this is what we do now to you.
Can I do this topless?
We do now to you this now.
I got
to
do topless. Oh, all right. I can't help it, man.
And she's got innies. You see
what
that?
What happened
she's got
to those things? What happened?
They never came out. I never developed.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting.
Is that the suction that happened when your uterus fell out? It just pulled everything in?
I don't know what happened to me.
What happened?
It's been a tough life. They never developed. They never came out.
Sandy, there's a handsome cab driver by Central Park called. He needs you. He's got a family of tourists. He needs you to trot him through the park.
Okay, now I can sing.
All right. Is it all queued up yet?
Yeah, we're going to do it again.
All right, let's try. Now, look.
Here's the game. I'm going to throw a scissor.
I have a half full bottle of Coke. All right. Ben's got a videotape. Otto George?
Scissor?
Yeah.
Do you have a CD? I don't want her.
Island ship.
No, you want to hurt
empty bottle.
I can't hang my fun bags in Brooklyn.
All right, we're going to try the song again, Sandy, okay?
Island people, ooh.
All right, who wants to throw the Magic 8 Ball?
I'll do it.
All right, here we go.
Give me something hot and moderate to heavy.
Moderate to heavy.
Yeah.
All right, don't get dumped at him. Watch those words. Here she goes, Jerry Seinfeld song.
Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Jerry,
throw it now.
Jerry Seinfeld, won't you come out tonight?
All right.
Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Jerry Seinfeld, won't you come out tonight? Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Why don't you come, Jerry Seinfeld, and ooh, you can bring Opie and Anthony too.
Right.
Bring Otto and bring George too, and you can ring Rick Delgado, yeah. Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
Oh, screw it, just throw things on her anyway.
I'm out tonight. I'm Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
She's got heart.
I'm Jerry, baby.
Ooh. He thinks on her anyway.
I'm Jerry Seinfeld, baby. You can bring Jerry Lewis at you. Come, Jerry Seinfeld. You can bring Jerry Springer that you. Jerry Seinfeld, baby. I'm Jerry Seinfeld.
She wants
to you come out tonight. Come, Jerry Seinfeld. Ooh. We gonna be an Anthony too. Come, Jerry Seinfeld, baby. Bring Opie and Anthony too. Free Jerry.
Wow. She's durable. Yeah, you're throwing stuff at a chick that's probably used to taking right hooks.
42nd and A's I worked for 10 years.
Wow. So you're used to things being thrown at you?
42nd and A's and comedy clubs.
Oh, my God. Did you see? How close did the scissors come?
Not close enough.
And there you have it from yesterday, man.
Oh, my God.
That was unbelievable. Steve, you got video of that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of video. Actually, a lot of it's shaky because I think it was Ant pelted me with a cardboard box.
Yeah, you were kind of getting in for a close shot. Oh, I looked down over here because I ran out of stuff to throw at her. I looked down here. There's an entire box full of junk. Sitting here. It's got to be a 2 foot by 2 foot box.
Easily.
I picked the whole box up and threw it at her. And it hit Steve.
I don't care. I was laughing my ass off the entire time, but there's like this Blair Witch part of the videotape that's just me going down getting hit with a cardboard box.
I hear the clip when the wiffle ball bat hit her in the head is really funny.
That is hysterical because Ant just loves it.
Like I threw the bat at her and it took off like a spear and hit her right in the side of the head.
Just dunk. Off the side of her, her temple.
I threw Ben's stool.
Chair.
Well, now it's a chair.
Yeah.
And then you threw the coffee out of the iced coffee. It went all over the front of the
chair. We were all having a good time, laughing our asses off as stuff is flying everywhere, and Ben's on the floor trying to figure out how to put his chair back together.
And she's still singing the entire time.
I know.
Too.
That was that's what amazed me. She was being hit with this stuff. And she just kept singing. The only time she missed the beat was 2 seconds when I hit her in the side of the head with the bat. That's when she kind of slipped up a bit.
I wish you were outside the studio because afterwards she's sitting on the lesbian couch out there. And I go up to Sandy. I'm like, hey, man, thanks. That was, you know, that was cool. Nice song. You know,
totally BS.
Of course, blah, blah, yeah. She looks at me and she calls us all gorgeous. She goes, thanks, gorgeous. She goes, do you want a job?
Oh. Sorry, I missed it.
So I go, no. And without missing a beat, she goes, what? You don't like jobs? I go, well, that's really not the problem.
Not
here.
From you.
Right.
She doesn't get it.
She kissed Rick.
She kissed you?
Rick. Made out with
her. No, we didn't make out, Ben, you dick.
How was your tongue going over those teeth?
I was trying to get her out of here because it was like 7:15 already.
Yeah.
And she was still hanging around, so I was like, come on, Sandy, I'll show you the quick way out. You know, my whatever. Get her to the door, and she's like, let me get a kiss. I'm like, no, that's okay. I'm like, and I'm trying to push her away, and she like,
ow.
She went to my face, but I pulled away, and she got me right here on the neck. I was just like, oh.
You're infected.
Probably.
Dude, you're probably going to get a big twatto.
Oh, I got a new Sandy sound, too.
Oh, you do?
New Sandy
Brand
sound.
Brand new Sandy.
Oh, my God. We love new Sandy
sound. Sound good.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got some really good ones.
All right, baby. Ah.
Ah.
Oh, ah. Ow. 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 Oh, ow.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Oh,
Carmen, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, ONA?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Remember me, Carmen?
Are you a guy or a girl?
I'm a girl. Remember with the big ass that you were going to fling me across the street?
Yeah, we don't like her.
Oh, yeah, we don't like you.
But what's I like up? You guys now.
I don't give a flying F.
I like
Stop, you can't say that.
Oh, I can't say that. Why are you guys doing this to Sandy Kane now? That's mean.
No, it's not. She doesn't know what's going on. That's not mean if the person doesn't understand what's going on. All right. Bye, Carmen.
Bye-bye.
Man, I'm choking on something. Whew. All right. Anyway, let's announce the winner of the Moms That Like to Have contest.
Yeah.
Finally, today the day has come.
Here we go. Let me pop up all the remaining finalists.
Yeah, we're down to 5 finalists, and now we got first, second, and third place to announce here today.
Of course, the finalists in no particular order was Allison. You might remember her, the mom who had won the best ass contest, and has the daughter that's
a big gal, as I said, which caused so much controversy when they were in last time. And then we have Angela from Bellevue.
Who might be in jail today.
We don't know where Angela is because now I'm getting reports that she ran into Bar 9, cops chasing her because she ran out on a cab fare. And then Freud was just saying she ran downstairs in Bar 9, ran back up, sat on the couch for 10 seconds, then bolted out the front door. So we don't know what's happening with crazy Angela.
And we can't get her on the phone today, so we're hoping that everything's okay with Angela. Yeah.
Then, of course, Jeannie! She's the blonde, very attractive girl.
I love Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Sure.
Annoying Laugh Anthony is here. Wearing a suit and tie and stuff. Here, grab that mic.
There you go.
Why are you running in with water?
Because you were choking.
Oh, my God. Oh,
I didn't know you had
God.
Your big
brown nose.
Pussy face.
Brown nose.
Shut up. I didn't know you had
he
that.
He comes
down.
Running in with water, and we're trying to do a radio show, and he's like this, Ant.
He was helpful. I know.
Take my bottle of water.
He's so helpful.
Dude, every couple of weeks, he's like, you guys need an extra intern? Like an intern.
Dick.
What's wrong? He's being helpful. He thought Opie was choking,
but he's... Look, how big is this bottle of water in front of
What's
me?
What's the problem? I didn't see it.
Sweet cakes for nuts!
Brown nose.
Me crab.
Thank you, annoying laugh, Anthony.
You're welcome.
All right.
Friggin' fag, you want to make out or something?
Yes.
What a stupid voice.
What a stupid laugh.
Me crab.
All right, Anthony, you were saying Jeannie.
The attractive blonde girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Jennifer. You'll remember her. She came in the little bikini number, looking very good.
All these pictures are up on WNEW.com.
And, of course, the last contestant to show up, I think, for the contest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Neo.
Right.
Who really, really doesn't even look like a mom. And she had that baby because her boyfriend or her husband... got her pregnant so she couldn't leave him.
Yeah, he wanted the long-term contract.
He wanted to be in for the long haul.
And
he didn't want this one to get away.
No, so he knocked her up.
So those are your finalists.
So, Anthony, coming in third place.
Oh, are you going to do it backwards fashion?
No, I'm just going to kind of throw it out there because we got some of the ladies on hold here.
Third place
goes to Jennifer.
Jennifer gets third place.
I don't know what she wins, but she wins something.
Bravo, Jennifer.
Gift certificates from, I don't know. Thanks to that sponsor for helping us out.
Gift certificates for, I don't know.
Shavers.com?
No?
We don't even know.
Nothing.
Right. One of our contestants is calling in here. Who's this? Oh, Jeannie.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Opie. Hi, Anthony.
Hello.
You're the blonde in the contest?
Yes, I am.
And I must say you were my favorite, Jeannie.
Well, thank you.
Ooh, look at that.
I have a soft spot for blondes.
I guess I was hoping for the blonde vote.
The blonde vote.
Well, I guess you got the blonde vote.
Jeannie?
Yes?
You came in second place.
Oh, a close second.
Excellent.
Second place,
Jeannie, the blonde.
Which means you get the Samsung DVD / VCR player.
I really wanted the DVD player.
Really?
See, look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool, this thing. It's
DVD player and a VCR all in one, so you don't got to go fussing with wires or anything like that.
Excellent.
You're not sad that you didn't get the trip to Myrtle Beach?
No. I was really, when we got down to the top three, I just really thought it would go either way.
Right.
Because I thought, you know, the other two were really pretty. So.
Yeah, the voting was very close.
Yeah, very close.
Very close. But
for second place.
You got second place, Jeannie, all right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the one that brought your kids while the 3 miles were going at it on the lesbian couch.
Oh, right.
You might remember that, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie's kids were running around with a little ball outside the studio.
Yeah.
While mommies were getting busy in the studio.
Completely oblivious.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well, congratulations. Stay on hold so we can get some info from
you. Okay, thank you.
There goes our second place winner, Anthony.
Well, that only leaves first place. Who could it be?
Well, her husband is on the line.
Ah.
Louie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Your hot piece of ass wife, Neo, has won the contest.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes. She's not even here, man.
I know. Where is she?
She's probably on the road on the way back here listening, and she's probably freaking out in the car and going to crash.
How does it feel that so many people in seven different cities want to F your wife?
Kind of dirty.
That's the mom's, mom that everyone wants to F is your wife.
Hey, that's cool, man, see?
And you got a trip to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, you guys are great, man. Thanks. And thanks to everybody who voted.
5 days, 4 nights, Myrtle Beach. And we want to thank Spirit Airlines for helping us out. Spirit,
cool.
SpiritAir.com. All right?
Yes. I'll probably have her call you guys back.
Yeah, yes. We'd love to talk to her today. We don't want to talk about you. Talk to you.
I know. I'm not interesting.
When was the last time you had some sex with her?
I can't tell. That she'll kill me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That means last night.
It was last night.
There you go.
All right, Louie.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold and please get her to call us, okay?
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Stop. That takes the hotness away.
And there's the kid, just in case you thought they might have fixed the contest. So there you have it, Anthony.
Yep.
First place, Neo. Second place, Jeannie. Third place, Jennifer. I got to take a break. There's something in my throat.
Anthony. Limo Anthony, please, get Opie some water. Stinky comes flying in.
Well, he's imitating Annoying Live Anthony.
He's ripping you off.
You're a dick. Thanks, Anthony, for running in with the water.
I thought you were choking.
I thought you were choking. I wish you,
I
were,
wish
choking.
You were choke.
All right, Rick, grab that mic. We may have some good news, Anthony. You know we've been talking about cripple bouts for a while now.
Cripple bouts.
We have a bunch of blind guys that are going to be boxing in the very near future. That may go down tomorrow.
That's going to happen tomorrow. I got definite confirmation from both Dave and then Blind Matt, who called in yesterday.
Very cool.
So two blind guys who've been trash-talking each other will be going at it tomorrow right here on this show. You better call your friends and tell them that Opie and Anthony are doing blind boxing tomorrow on the radio, okay?
Yes.
But today...
Today, we have a surprise.
What do we got?
We got one-legged guys.
We got a couple of one-legged guys.
We got a couple one-legged guys. One's already here. The other guy's, he's on his way up the block. He's about a mile or so away.
Are they going to beat the crap out of each other?
They're going to beat the hell out of each other.
Oh, great.
Cripple bouts. So we got the gloves.
We got the gloves,
and
the headgear.
How are we going to handle this?
We're going to give them gloves and headgear and let them pummel each other.
Yeah, but I mean, like, best out of three, you know, first guy falls down, he loses.
Falls down.
And to do it three times?
Three falls?
Dude. They have one leg.
They can fall in 2 seconds.
Yeah, they're hopping, true. Man.
What are the rules? Boxing rules or ultimate fighting rules?
3 1-minute rounds?
3 1-minute rounds.
I don't
know. First one down.
I think they fight until someone falls.
To the death.
And it's best out of three.
Best out of three falls?
So the first guy to fall twice loses.
Whoever rips the other one's good leg off him.
What are the odds these guys are going to fall? Pretty good, right?
Pretty damn good, yeah.
Okay.
They've had one leg for a while, though. Maybe they're good at it.
Yeah, but that's why the boxing, you know, you're knocking the other guy off balance.
All right. Okay, but then after they fall, that's like the end of a round, and they got to take a little breather, maybe.
Well, the first guy that falls down twice loses.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to take much time.
No.
Nah, they might fall just by swinging.
Yeah, you never know. Okay.
Yeah. You ever try swinging on one leg?
On one leg, no.
Kind of need that second leg to kind of, you know, bounce
all right.
off.
That sounds legit.
All right, we'll talk to these guys next.
And quickly, Noel in a wheelchair wants to do jousting. We already have one guy. That wants to do wheelchair jousting. Make sure Noel doesn't go away.
Yeah, we're getting her info.
Noel.
Yes.
You want to joust?
Here.
You want to joust with the other guy?
Yes, even though I'm not in his weight class anymore.
How much you weigh?
Now? 311.
Oh, wow, that's pretty big, too.
That's pretty big.
And what's your injury?
My knees are shot. I have osteoarthritis both knees, so I can't use them.
Another guy. That is too big for his knees.
All right, that's going to be the wheelchair jousting.
But I'm shrinking steadily.
Yeah. All right. All right, hold on the line. We'll get you down here for wheelchair jousting.
Okay.
All right, cool. There's Noel.
Cool.
Oh, Noel. Noel, sorry.
Clear throat.
Nice. I'm psyched for the jousting thing. We got to get that hooked up.
Well, one leg fighting next.
One leg fighting is going to be great, too.
We got to set up the mics outside the studio. We'll be all set and ready to go after we take a quick break.
Cripple Bows.
A little John Valby as we go to commercial.
I was out on a date in my daddy's car. I picked her up in the New York bar. I her slit. She didn't let out a peep. I had my junk in her throat too deep. I was in her face. My junk started to spit. The doctor said the bitch had an epileptic fit. Well, where, oh, where can my be? The bitch bit it right off of me. Here I stand with two balls and a... Please FedEx me my pecker when you take your next dump. Cha-cha-cha.
Rip 'em out Wednesday.
Oh, man. Fun man galore.
Wow, 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 wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I love that.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
I'm old, digging in a hole, digging on my soul now, going down excavation. I and I in the sky, you make me feel like I can fly so high. Elevation.
You too, Elevation. From the Tomb Raider soundtrack. Tomb Raider, the worst movie I've seen this summer so far.
That bad.
Ugh. Ugh. Final Fantasy getting mixed reviews in the paper today.
I'll go see that. Looks kind of cool. Opie, of course, we just announced the winner of the Moms I'd Like to F contest. The winner, Neo. And then coming in second was Genie. And third was Jennifer. Now the people start writing and saying how upset they are. What is this? Genie is so much better than Neo.
I want a Genie.
It's coming from a Larry. Genie all that is all that. It should have went Genie, Jennifer, then Neo. I'm really bummed. Well, the people spoke.
Yeah, this is a democracy. You guys decided.
They voted. What the F? Are you kidding me? What happened to Allison, guys? Jesus H. A lot of upset people. How the F did Allison not win? You guys suck.
We had nothing to do with it. We put their faces up on a website. You guys voted for your favorite.
I think this sucks. She's hardly even a MILF. She's still just a hot piece of ass, though.
But she has a kid. Officially, she's a mom. Toll free 877-692-1027 is our phone number. Lots going on today, Anthony. I can't even tell you, man. It's Whip 'em Out Wednesday. The people that have been with us for a while, they understand what that means, and they're very happy that it's Wednesday. Mm-hmm. For all the new cities, it's a very, very simple concept. You put WOW on the back of your car. You spell it out any way you want. I mean, meaning any way, like with masking tape. You want to paint it on.
Yeah.
You want to put a decal, whatever.
Get it on your vehicle.
Some people have license plates that just say WOW. It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
And the ladies, when they see you with a WOW on the back of your car, if they feel like it, they're going to flash you their boobs on the way home from work.
It's a great little treat to make the commute a little easier.
And this damn thing works like a charm. Trust me.
Yep.
Two simple rules. Do not harass the ladies. Do not follow the ladies. Just put the WOW in your car and then go about your business, and you might be pleasantly surprised in the near future. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So that's going on. We're also getting ready for our first Cripple Bout, a little concept that we kind of, you know, started developing earlier this week. We got a couple guys that are going to be fighting tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
They're blind boxing
guys.
Tomorrow.
Gotta love that.
Today, we got two one-legged guys that are going to fight it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both here.
And they're both here.
Both
Woody,
here.
The other one-legged guy, just walked in. We're getting them... situated and filling out their proper forms, and then we'll bring them in.
Nice.
Very good.
Finally.
Boxing ring is set up.
Great.
But before that, Anthony, we have another exclusive for everyone.
What do we got?
God, I love pissing people off.
What now?
Even if we work for the same company.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Big Brother 2.
Yep.
From this moment on, Rick and everyone else, do not answer a phone. See how this works? Do not answer a phone. Of course I got it off the internet. It's all over the place. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly where we got this
it
clip
is.
From. Do not answer your pagers. Do not answer the phones until we're done with the next 10 minutes of radio. Big Brother 2's on CBS, Anthony.
Yeah.
And it's going pretty well so far. I like this installment of Big Brother mm-hmm. better than the first one that they did last year.
Oh, yeah.
We were just telling a story. Want to tell it again in case people are tuning in for the first time?
About Justin?
Yes.
Justin from Big Brother was with Krista making out in the kitchen on one of those little islands in the middle of the kitchen.
Justin is like a muscle head from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Yeah, he comes off looking like somebody on roid rage.
Just lifts weights all day long.
Yeah, he kind of has some anger tone.
Yeah, yeah, he's been in a lot of people's faces. I don't know if anyone has checked out Big Brother 2 yet, but you should because it's pretty damn good.
So he's making out with this girl, Krista.
Right.
And then she says something. He gets a little miffed by it and picks up a carpet sweeper and goes, how about I cave your head in or swing this at your head or something? And he slow motion does it to her head. And then later on, he's kissing her again and says, how would you feel if I killed you? or something to that effect. Then picks up a knife and puts it right up to her throat.
Right up to her throat.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of making out with her as the knife is up against her throat.
Yep.
And then says something like, how would you feel if I killed you?
Yeah.
And she said something like, I don't care.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to just slit her throat.
Yeah, it was pretty, this clip is pretty wild to watch.
That would have been great if he just looked in one of the cameras and went, okay.
Then he said something like, no, really, what would you do if I killed you? And she said, I don't care, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Then like a pussy backed out, but. no, I'm just kidding.
He couldn't close the deal like OJ.
So, I don't know, someone just dropped off this video today.
Yeah.
This is seriously what is going on Big Brother 2.
Yeah.
And Justin, because of this incident, has been booted from the Big Brother house. But no one knows that yet, Anthony.
No.
They may tell everyone tomorrow night when they run Big Brother 2.
I'm looking at the Big Brother 2 chat room on BigBrother.com there.
Yeah.
And all of these lifeless tools don't have a clue.
They have no idea.
Maybe our listeners should go to there and let them know.
Yeah, this is a huge exclusive for the Opie and Anthony show. No one knows this yet.
There you go.
So we want to play the audio clip, Anthony.
Yeah.
Do not answer any pagers or phones.
No.
All right, let's go to the clip right now. Hold on. Figures. Hold on. All right, here's the clip.
Would you get mad if I cracked you over the head with this?
You know, I'm a window.
Yeah.
First
brother,
don't
like for real?
Your mama
love
me. Come on.
not.
So they're making out right now.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
Bang it. I'm going to slash you both. Would you get mad if I killed you? No, seriously, would you get mad if I killed you? Okay. Would you get mad?
No.
For real?
Let me see how fast we're okay.
What? Would you get mad?
Do it.
Do it?
Do it.
You down?
I won't get mad. That's
some shit,
huh?
That's some shit. You like that, right, baby? We want water.
Nice.
Jesus. There it is. Got to see the video, but I mean, this is radio.
Yeah.
But through that whole thing, he had the knife right on her neck.
You down with that?
You down with that?
Darn.
What would you do if I killed you?
Darn. Darn.
So that's huge news. Justin has been kicked out of the house for that incident.
Yep.
And bye bye. And the interesting thing, CBS will be telling everyone that tomorrow.
Yeah, they don't want the cat out of the bag.
Until tomorrow.
Right. So you'd have to watch the show, but screw it.
We just told you.
Yeah.
And the official Big Brother chat room, they still have no clue?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I guess there's a message board that says, it's Big Brother 2 sucks. BB sucks.
Yeah.
And Justin gone. Apparently, Justin threw a chair, smashed a chess set, and peed on the window. Now he's gone. According to Will, Justin's so absolutely nuts, he requested on his own to see a psychologist. Hardy was threatening to leave if Justin didn't go. Here's a link describing what happened last night, and then there's some transcripts. I don't know. Have to go through these and check it out. But apparently this is the first time he's acted like a kook.
Well, this was the final straw with the knife, though.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. All right. Anthony, we got some news on Angela from Bellevue.
Oh, good.
Angela's been acting a little kooky lately. She was on our show yesterday, and she was crying. We didn't mean to make her cry, but she started crying. And then
Right. You're
hearing there was an incident last night at Bar 9.
Yeah, seems she ran in. I'm hearing something that she skipped out on a cab fare and then ran back out. And maybe police were involved. I don't know.
All right.
Rob's on the phone.
Rob, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, so yesterday I heard her on the radio, and she sounded really out of character, which you guys could tell.
Yeah.
So immediately I ran and I called her boyfriend and went to see what was up with her. And he told me that he had just broke up with her.
Uh-oh.
So that's why...
All right, hold on. If anyone saw the HBO Bellevue special, if you remember, that's the reason Angela was in Bellevue to begin with.
Right.
Because a boyfriend broke up with her and it sent her over the edge.
Yeah, so that's why she's falling apart. So somebody better get her belt and shoelaces away from her.
Well, we want to talk to her today, but we can't find her.
I have no idea. I'm still trying to get her boyfriend, see if he knows anything, but
yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right.
So you should watch out.
All right, we're trying to get Angela on the phone, so if anyone knows where she is, please have her call the show. Thank you, Rob.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, man.
Take away all the sharp objects.
So now we're hearing a rumor that a boyfriend might have broke up with Angela.
Oh.
Hence the behavior yesterday on the show.
Great.
You want to meet our one-legged combatants?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see what this is all about.
Cripple Bouts begins today.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow we're going to have two blind guys fighting. And in the very near future, we're going to have wheelchair jousting.
I can't wait for that.
Well, we kick it off today with one-legged guys beating the hell out of each other. Best out of three falls. First guy to fall down twice loses.
Gotta knock him down.
Here, grab that mic, yo. Yeah, over here.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on,
guys?
Hey, bro.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey.
What's
all
up?
Right.
What's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy's got one of those Nike fake legs.
Yeah, that's like the real modern ones.
Yeah.
It's got the little, what's that, hydraulics in there and stuff?
Yeah.
Nice.
Now,
but you got, you're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
So everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Why do you put a sock on the shoe?
Just for cosmetic reasons.
Is it just because it looks better because you got a sock on the other foot?
Well, I figure
if
people are going to stare at me, I might as well give them something to stare at.
Something to stare at. Okay, fake leg with a sock. Cool. All right.
Now,
and you're the one, how did you lose that?
Cancer.
Ouch.
Oh, that's always funny.
There you go.
Cancer's always good for a laugh.
You too?
It's always a great way to bring the show down.
Yeah. How long ago?
I was 15.
15?
Wow.
I'm 35 now. So
like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Cool.
Okay.
And that leg pops off so you could do some one-legged boxing?
You got it.
This guy looks like he's going to kick your ass.
No, please.
I'm kind of looking like that in the same way. When they both walked in, I'm like, uh-oh. I hope this isn't too one-sided here.
We became good friends.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we did. Yes.
We have the both same, you know, the same thing, same loss. I was 11.
Yeah?
From cancer?
Yeah.
Same exact disease.
Are you guys like Eddie from Big Brother?
No.
The same thing happened with him.
We spent time in the bathroom before we came in.
Please, just don't tell me I look like him, because everybody says I look like him.
You look like him a little bit.
A bigger version.
A bigger version, right?
Yeah.
Really? A muscle version.
Do people come up to you and go, hey, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, it's the bad wood and the good wood. So
yeah, where are you guys from?
I'm from Randolph, New Jersey.
In Bayonne, New Jersey.
Bayonne.
Bayonne, like Justin.
Yeah.
Did you know Justin?
No, I've heard of him, though.
Yeah?
You heard of him?
All right. It's kind of a tool.
I had three people training me.
Really?
For today?
Yep. I had...
You're not scared of him? He's a lot bigger than you.
That's
I take your leg off and use it as like a boomerang. You know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, his is titanium. Mine is oak.
Oh, really?
My
you got an actual wooden leg, then.
Well, yeah, but he has a woodpecker on his arm.
Right.
Wait, I have the titanium one, but I bought a house with my wife in November, and I still can't find a damn thing. So.
Let me see the leg. Wooden.
Holy,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That's a big...
It's painted. I'm a drummer in a punk band, so I paint it every show I do, whatever. So it's a thing.
That is a big wooden leg.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it
too
is.
Much 36 information.
Pounds. 36 pounds.
Yep.
And you can move around pretty well on that, right?
I
saw you walking around. I didn't even notice you were missing a leg.
Well, I just came off a 48th floor doing construction, so I'm doing
it. Yeah?
Which is why I love you.
Ah, the working class.
The tin knockers.
Ouch. Do we have some good prizes for these guys?
Yeah,
do.
Oh, just get me a new leg.
A new
or
leg.
Or a can of pledge or something.
We'll figure out some good prizes for you. I'm still thinking, though, it's going to be a one-sided brawl.
No, it's not.
I hope you're good at defense. Yeah?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know absolutely. How? I just picture my wife.
The only defense I've got is when my wife doesn't want me to go out, she hides it.
Right.
And I got to hop.
Hide the leg.
I love you, G.
You know how this is going to work. First guy to fall down, twice loses, right?
All right.
Okay. You have no problem with this.
But what are we doing?
I got two legs, and I wouldn't fight him with one leg.
I used to be a lifeguard with one leg, so what's the difference?
All right.
Swim in circles. That old gag. That old gag. Anthony, we got to go to the phone real fast. The winner of the Moms I'd Like to F contest has finally called in.
Can you ask her if she'd let me stump her?
Yeah. Neo. Neo.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're going to Myrtle Beach.
I know. I'm so excited. I just found out. Hold on a second. I can't hear you from this phone.
All right. There's Neo.
Hello.
Hi, Neo.
Hi, now I can hear you.
You won the contest. There are many, many guys all over the United States that want to F you bad. Yeah.
Wow, thanks.
How does that, effable mom. How does that make you feel?
Good. Thanks. Makes me feel real good. It's kind of dirty, but hey.
It's a little dirty, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people, though, saying you didn't show enough.
I know. It was funny because I was reading. I was like, of course I wanted to win. So I would check every once in a while, and it was the funniest comment. This guy said I was wearing more clothes than an Amish woman on a hot day.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks.
Well, would you like to come in and do another photo shoot with less clothes?
I don't know. I'll think about it. You know, maybe I'll send you some pictures in my bathing suit.
Pictures in your bathing suit?
From Myrtle Beach.
From Myrtle Beach?
Yeah.
All right. Do that.
Actually, no. It's required that you come in.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
It was contest rules in that small print.
Very small print, but it's definitely. We have to get
that's right. I saw that.
Yeah. So you're gonna have to come in and pose in a bathing suit that you will be taking to Myrtle Beach.
I'll think about it.
Think
about it. I don't know though. I'm kind of shy like that.
That's really? Right. Well, Neo, congratulations.
I just had Opie.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset with you.
Oh, what did I say?
You were voting for someone else because I wasn't blonde?
Yeah, Jeannie.
I used to be blonde.
Are you dead? Fake blonde, though, right?
No, until I got older. And then, actually, I dyed it dark and then light again.
Do you got a blonde peach?
Nah, so I'm not that blonde.
Blonde peach. I just have a soft spot for blondes from time to time.
I'll dye my hair blonde for you.
All right. You're married. This guy knocked you up. He's got the long-term contract. All right, Neo.
All right, thank you.
Have fun in Myrtle Beach, okay?
All right, thanks.
There she goes, the winner of the Moms I'd Like to F contest.
Yeah.
Neo. Beating out Jeannie and Jennifer, right?
Yep.
All right, Tom has a question about the one-legged fight here. Tom, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
I was just wondering, you guys going to do the weigh-in with or without the legs?
Well, I guess without. How much do you guys weigh without the legs?
I wouldn't even know. I always get weighed with the leg.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's with the leg.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to fight without the legs.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah.
What's it to you anyway?
Oh, goddamn.
Well,
all right, guys.
Get your butt stump up here and let's do it.
I was there, guys.
All right, thanks, bro.
Hey, bro. Hey, you guys suck.
All right, Tom. All right. Why don't we take a break and get this over with?
Yeah, let's do this up. I want to see this.
Earl's calling from a sticker stop today.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Earl, you got to make it fast because we got to take a break.
Yeah, we're at Strauss Discount Auto, 9210 Rockaway Boulevard in South Ozone Park. We'll be here until 5 o'clock handing out wild stickers.
No.
All right, there's Earl.
That's all you need to know.
You should have asked him if you get a couple of bolts or some WD-40 or something.
When we get back, Woody and Jim go at it.
Yeah.
The first cripple bout on the Opie and Anthony show.
You have 30 seconds to wow me.
Whip them out. Whip them out. Whip them out.
Check this out.
I got boobs to show you.
Wow.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Godsmack playing with the Deftones at the Tweeter Center on August 28th in Philadelphia. We got a pair of tickets to give away to the 10th caller. Someone from New York or Philadelphia could win this fine prize.
Yes.
877-692-1027 if you want to go see Godsmack and the Deftones.
Triple bouts.
Triple bouts have begun.
Yes, our first triple bout happening in minutes. It is two guys, only two legs between them. That's right.
Yeah, Woody and Jim.
One leg each.
The one-legged fight.
Is that a nickname, Woody, because he's got a wooden leg?
Probably.
And then do they call him Woody?
A lot of people call him because they know his band. He's in a punk rock band.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying you got to have this guy. Wait, Mike will explain. Mike.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Hey, it's Mike Lively.
What's up? You know Woody?
I know Woody big time. We used to play on the road together all the time. This guy is insane. We went up to Brown University, and he was doing flagpoles. He was hitting mailboxes and scaring all the smart kids.
Well, what does he do with the flagpole?
Well, basically, he finds a pole, and he hangs off the side of it like a guy in the circus. It's insane.
Oh, he can do that thing where you, like, you're hanging at a 90-degree angle?
It's an exact 90-degree angle.
Wow.
It's hysterical.
That's some upper body strength.
Yeah,
right,
that
there
takes a lot of strength. Jim is crazy to fight Woody.
I know. Jim's going to get his ass kicked.
Woody outweighs Jim by, I don't know, 20, 30 pounds. Woody's in shape.
Woody's a construction worker, big guy.
Right. Jim looks like he just kind of hangs out and drinks. Nothing wrong with that, but he's going to be fighting in a couple minutes here.
He looks more like a guy you would see maybe doing computer programming.
Yeah, there
something
you have
like
it.
That.
There you have it.
And Woody looks like the construction worker guy.
What's the name of Woody's band, Mike?
Day 19.
What is it?
Day 19.
Day
19. They're from New Jersey.
Day 19. Okay.
They're huge.
All right, we'll take a look out for them, all right?
You got it.
Thanks, Mike.
Big fan, guys.
We appreciate that.
Later.
All right. Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I got some ideas for that blind wrestling tomorrow. Or boxing.
Blind boxing is tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, how about pouring laundry detergent all over the floor, and then instead of having ropes or a ring, how about having just a bunch of guys at Nerf bats just beating them to keep them in one center? Nerf guns, shooting them in the head, you know.
We don't have to dress up blind boxing tomorrow.
No.
It is what it is. It's just going to be unbelievable. We're going to put...
Yeah, but if you're going to go blind boxing, you might as well go the whole nine yards.
Well, we're going to put, like, bells on them and stuff. It's going to be...
No trap doors.
It's going to be very entertaining.
No trap doors?
No.
Don't...
Oh, come on, God.
Believe me, you're going to love it.
Rick, is this picture up yet?
Not yet.
We're already taking pictures of the one-legged guys in their boxing gear, getting ready for the fight. All the pictures will be up on WNEW.com in the very near future.
Keith checking in saying, I'm a new listener, and that guy Earl looks just like Shrek.
No
way.
Isn't
that funny? Yeah, because we've been saying that for quite a while. If any new listeners out there, if you look at Earl's picture, either on foundrymusic.com or I think he's on WNEW.com, He looks like Shrek, yes. The black Earl is black.
Shrek. Fred, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
You should give that little handicapped fella a handicap by giving him a snowshoe or a swimming flipper so you can't knock him over. Furthermore...
The guy has no fear, though. No. He's like, no, I'll take him on. I don't care.
He's very confident.
Yeah.
What about, like, the buzzsaw coming up in the ring? You're going to put bear traps in the ring or something like that so they can get caught up?
Maybe we'll have some obstacles for the wheelchair jousting.
Yeah, tripping wire or something.
You know, we might have to put one obstacle in the ring tomorrow for blind boxing.
Yeah, maybe an obstacle.
Just one.
Some kind of spinning thing.
Yeah, something.
All right, guys.
All right, Fred. You know, I think the one-legged fighting is going to be great, but I just cannot wait for tomorrow's blind boxing. I mean...
Yeah, I know.
Call all your friends and tell them blind boxing on the Opie and Anthony show tomorrow. That's how you can help the show. Especially in the new cities.
Game on. Game on.
We're ready with Woody and Jim?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay,
cool. Ready to rock. They're both in their gear. Woody is stretching out.
He's stretching, you know.
Woody is going to kick his ass.
Oh, boy.
And Jim is looking at him stretch going, oh, man, don't do that.
Oh, no.
We're going to go for the first guy that falls down twice loses.
I don't know. Knockdown rule?
They might have good balance. It may take a... We'll play it by ear.
This is going to have nothing to do with balance. At this point, I just believe this is going to be Woody hitting him at the...
The balance was pretty good. They're both, like, bouncing around, like, you know, fixing themselves up and everything. It's pretty funny.
What's the other guy's name?
Jim.
Yeah.
What are they laughing at?
What's up, Stinky?
Stinky, what's up?
He's using his leg as his junk, and he's, like, J-O-ing it. It looks so funny.
Wait, get him in here. Woody.
Fun with your stump.
Fun with your stump, sure. Woody has... Woody's out of his mind. He takes his stump. Okay.
Yeah, he uses it like a schlong.
It looks like the real thing.
He sticks it straight out and starts pumping on it.
We find the most fun listeners ever.
Hey, Stink, what does that look like when you look over and you just see the one leg sitting there with the jeans on?
With the what?
What?
Woody took off his leg, but he took off his jeans, too, so he's in his shorts.
Yeah.
And it's just the jeans with a leg
with
sitting
a
on
leg
the couch.
In it. Yeah.
Did you get a picture of that? Get a picture of all that fun stuff.
And, yes, these two are going to enter our ring. One leg each. In a battle that will kick off Cripple Bouts here on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Taste the chicken with a leg rock. You gotta taste it with a leg rock. You're gonna eat thunder and crap lightning. Oh, my God, he's got one leg rock. Take out the good leg.
This, I can't wait to see this now.
All right. We got to get to the other mic.
Yes, let's get to the ringside broadcast booth here on the Opie and Anthony Show, where the people are waiting in the ring. A little crowd developing around the ring. You guys got it?
Yeah, I got it. Come on in. All right, we are outside the studio. This is our first Cripple Bout. There will be many in the coming weeks.
Oh, my God.
Rick?
Watch this trick that Woody's going to do.
Woody does it.
I got a picture of it already, but what a party gag.
He puts his fake leg over his the back of his neck like he's stretching out his leg.
We have mouthpieces. We have... Do you have a mouthpiece?
No.
We don't have mouthpieces? Don't worry about your teeth.
Yeah, that's the least of your problems right now.
Yeah. Now, have you, when was the last time you were in a fight?
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
My wife is Irish and Italian.
I mean, maybe out at
A year ago in Hoboken, New Jersey.
A year ago, and some guy...
No, about eight guys with me and my friend George.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And how did it work out?
We were incarcerated.
You were.
Oh, that's
did
always...
you do some damage?
Yes, we did. Wood hurts a lot.
Really?
Yes, it does.
You go right for the leg as a weapon.
Kneecap to the skull, yes.
Wow. Holy yes.
And what was the last fight you were in?
Bleeding still.
Can we get a mic over there?
Hey, Jim, what was the last fight you were in?
Probably last week with my wife.
Well, besides the wife fight, when
she
was the last
my ass.
When was the last time you were in a fight?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah. So.
And what did we find out what you do for a living yet?
I used to be a roofer. Now I'm a homemaker.
You're a homemaker.
I swear to God.
I'm a homemaker.
Don't start.
I'm just saying.
You'll be missing a leg before I
You check out Martha Stewart every day?
Gotta catch me.
Well, either that or Sandy Kane.
There you go.
All right. This is how it's going to work. I guess we're going to get you into the squared circle. And first guy that falls down twice loses. What if they're pushed out? Inside the squared circle.
I don't know.
Do you have your bell?
I think it's got to be in. Yeah, let me grab my bell to start the round.
All right, we're just about ready. Woody's in one corner, Jim's in the other.
Everything.
See,
I got a
corner crew here, though.
You do?
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
What do you got, man? What do you got? You got nothing. You got nothing.
It's purely boxing, right?
Huh?
Purely boxing? Is it purely boxing or?
Yeah, I wouldn't kick or anything like that.
Well, the hell are we gonna kick with, man?
You could.
If we miss one, we're down, dude.
An ass kicking contest. Kung fu. Yeah, you could try things. I guess sure, anything goes when you can't kick.
I want to do the Matrix.
The Matrix. I would concentrate on staying away from Woody. That's what I would concentrate on.
I heard what you guys were saying about me.
Yeah,
Jim, so I don't want to hear nothing.
No, Jim, we're amazed you're not scared of this guy. Did you hear what he just did to the guy in Hoboken a while back?
What'd you do to the guy in Hoboken?
Don't say it again. I'm in court for that one.
Oh, okay. Well, there was an altercation and...
And Jim brought his friends, right?
No, those guys are here to see you. I just met him a little while ago.
Who are they? Oh, all right.
They have the videotape.
All right, I think we're ready, Anthony.
All right, gentlemen, if you would take a corner.
It's Cripple Bouts on the Opie and Anthony show.
If you take a corner, there we go.
They're hopping to their corners.
Oh,
wait, this could get
Jesus
ugly,
Christ.
Man. I don't think we thought this out completely.
All right.
All right, on Anthony's bell, okay?
All right, back to your corners.
Back to your corner.
You know all the rules, just blah, blah, blah. All right. Don't even know those. Ready? Let's get ready to rumble! All
right,
there's
the
bell.
First round.
Starts the first round. They're hopping, hopping around.
They're exciting each other
up. Each
of
them on one leg. Wow.
All right. Not much going on yet.
I'm taking a...
Oh!
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Hold on.
We gotta describe what happened.
That was a fantastic shot.
All right.
Well,
all right. They sized each other up.
Sized each other up.
There was a couple little jabs going on.
Actually, I believe Tom...
Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry. Jim hit Woody first.
Right.
Jim came out very aggressive, punched at Woody.
Yeah.
Then they bounced a little more, and then Woody went in with a right hand, I believe, and just floored.
Just floored.
Oh, he knocked me into the ground. Big deal.
Yeah, Jim fell down.
There's the first time for everything.
Yes.
Okay.
How's your head?
Huh?
How's your head feeling?
I'm over here now.
Did you lose balance because you were hit, or did you
no,
actually...
No, because he hit me so hard.
Yeah.
I like this guy. He's all right, man.
And now, Woody, if we could get the mic over there, what describe what just happened. You punched him, and he... He does that thing where he uses it as his junk, and it really
just,
is funny.
It's just instinct, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You got a good shot in there.
No, I'm just being a snapper.
Did you get good video of that?
Hey,
we're going to keep fighting. If Jim falls down one more time, this bout is over.
It's over.
So you're going to have to be aggressive, I think.
Okay.
Three falls. Well, that's, yeah. All right.
We might have to turn this into 3 out of 5.
You want to make it 3 falls?
Yeah, because that went way too quickly.
First one to fall three times,
because that took 10 seconds.
All right. All right,
they're back in their corners, Woody and Jim.
What? First one to fall three times. Here we go. There's the bell.
Jim,
round two.
Round
starting
two.
Up, hopping.
All right. Nothing's going on.
Oh, my God. Jim tries to get in there with these two-handed jab things he's doing.
Just kind of hopping
Woody
around.
Woody really sizing him up, trying to get that good shot.
Woody's like Mike Tyson. Yeah. He's just waiting for that one blow, man. Whoa!
He knocks him into the chair with a roundhouse right.
Jim is out again. Woody's got incredible balance.
Yeah.
He just sizes up.
Yeah.
Looking for that little room.
Woody getting some water.
To get the punch.
All right. I think at this point, now Jim has to knock Woody down 3 times in a row.
Right.
Before Woody knocks you down one more time.
What do you guys consider down? In other words, can I put my hands down and just take his leg out?
No.
No. No.
Here, talk to Woody, man.
Woody, your strategy is great. You sit there, you pick your shot, and then you go in with the right hand. That one was a roundhouse right.
Yeah.
You took him out with that time. Very nice. Allegedly. He's got a good fighting style. He really does.
I'm sorry.
All right.
You know what? There's no one going to beat this guy.
I know.
Yes, they will.
This guy's good.
Some 350-pound dude's going to come up there.
Wait. Take him to the top of that.
Are we ready for the third round?
Yeah, this is the third round. If Woody knocks down Jim again, it's all over, and all right. Woody is the one-legged boxing champion.
All right.
You live once.
And here we go. Let's get into
the
corners, and
there it is.
Okay. Back out there, touching gloves, center ring, and here they go. Again, keeping their balance, hopping up and down, and I don't know, Jim a little more laid back this time. He was very aggressive. The first couple of rounds, getting right in there.
Jim
throws a right hand.
It missed everything.
Woody. Oh, man. No. Oh, my God. Woody has put down Jim again with 2 consecutive right hands to the head.
It is over. Woody is the champion.
It is over. The first right hand, Jim recovered from. He spun around. He kept his balance. But then he didn't know that Woody was right behind him, followed up with a second right hand, putting Jim on the mat.
Made me feel like a gyroscope.
You spun around on that one. What a great job, both of you. Unbelievable.
You're Woody, right, Jim?
I got to see the video of this.
Jim,
Steve,
right?
C. Videotaped everything.
Okay, Woody, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Would you like to take on another newcomer? Or?
If you give me 5 minutes, I'll do it.
Well, I don't know if we can find another one-legged guy today.
Until next week, you know.
All right.
Whatever.
You'll be available, though?
Yeah, I'll be available.
All right, you're the one-legged boxing champion. It's Woody from Jersey, Anthony.
Woody! Steve C. videotaped the whole thing for the website. You're going to be able to see it.
Because he works for a construction company. Do I have the rights to sue him?
No, man. You'll disappear.
That's right.
Good job, guys.
All right, you guys, let's hear it for Jim and Woody. Kicking off Cripple Bouts on the Opie and Anthony Show. Tomorrow's the big day. We got blind boxing. Tell all your friends. Rick's got some great still shots of the bout. They're going to go up on WNEW.com within the next 15 or 20 minutes, okay?
Rick, did you get some of those shots, that the action shots right at the point of contact, things like that? Let me see. Oh, yeah, that's a good... Wow, what a great follow-through shot that is.
That was knockdown number 2.
That was knockdown number 2? Yeah. Do you have any of the other ones? Do you have knockdown number 3? Because
no,
that was...
I missed that one.
Let me see. Oh, I'm watching the videotape real quick. Is this the third round, Steve?
That's the third.
Okay, yeah, the balance thing, very important. Here he goes. Oh, can't wait till you see this. It's so good.
Let me see.
Jim goes, he gets hit in the head, and then he turns around and goes to straighten his headgear out. And that's when Woody comes in with the second shot
and
to just plow
him
on the floor. Wow.
All right, here we go. I'm checking it out. Very short rounds, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Woody knew what he was doing in there.
He really did. He had a good defense.
Oh, my God. Wait till you guys see that video clip.
Woody really had a professional stance and a good defense. I mean, Jim was coming in with these. He would hit with both hands. You know, almost, I hate to say, but almost like when a chick is trying to beat you up. Like, they're grounding out there. But they come at you with the two hands.
Yeah.
And that's what he was doing.
Yeah.
And Woody was able to fend that off.
What a way to start Cripple Bouts. One-legged boxing.
That's great. He's
get those pictures
green.
To Scott immediately.
Yeah, get that right up on the website
so you can check out what we just saw.
Wait till you see the video clip on foundrymusic.com.
That will
on.
Be later tonight. FoundryMusic.com. Cripple Bouts continues tomorrow with blind boxing. Call
yes.
your friends and tell them that's what's going on the Opie and Anthony show tomorrow.
And then we have a couple of people in wheelchairs. We're going to get that wheelchair jousting thing going, which I can't wait for.
All right. Quick break. We'll be back. 877-692-1027.
Хорошо, у них есть эти большие тыцки.
Whip them out.
Тыцки.
Whip them out.
Тыцки.
Wednesday.
Talk to Fukio.
Opie and Anthony.
Hour. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. Now. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
That out to Woody, the champion. Nice shot, man.
Nice shot.
Taking out Jim. Three rounds in a row. Our one-legged boxing champion.
Yep.
Woody's willing to take on someone else. If you got one leg and you want to box, Woody is the champion.
Yeah.
877-692-1027. Huh. Let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey.
From Cleveland, I swear to God, you heard every punch.
Every punch of the bout?
Every punch. It was great. I thought it was going to suck because I'm using my imagination.
Yeah, no, we got to thank Stinky. He had the field mic, and he was getting right into the action there.
I'm looking at some of the pictures, which are now up on WNEW.com, and just trolling through them right now. They got about 11 pictures up. And
they
I'm
might have to download those later.
Oh, that's a good shot.
Yeah, Rick got some great shots in the bout because a lot of people are like, this is radio, idiots. Yeah, that's why we take the pictures, put them up on a website, and then you could, you know, fill in the blanks at home.
Hey, man, from Cleveland, been laughing my ass off for the whole 2 weeks I've been listening.
Ah,
thank you,
nice.
Guys.
Cleveland's starving for the show, man.
Hey, thanks, Rick. We appreciate
Peace.
It. A lot of early support in Cleveland. It's amazing.
Yep.
It really is amazing. So
thank you.
The pictures look good, Ant.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go to Andy. Andy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. As this is going on, I'm getting this incredible visual of Tina Turner in Thunderdome saying, two legs enter, one leg leaves. All right, guys. Great job.
Thank you.
Referring to Mad Max.
Yes. Yeah. Tom.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I know Woody from Bayon. I work out with him sometimes in the gym.
Yeah?
Let me just say, I got two legs. I don't think I would want to box the guy.
There's no way I would box the guy.
Hell no.
I'm serious.
He's insane.
Yeah, I'm serious.
The intensity in his eyes when he just works out just, like, freaks me out.
It's funny you should say that, because when he was sizing up Jim,
yeah,
he was just kind of, you know, he had this look in his eye.
Very focused.
And he was just waiting for his opportunity to, you know, to pop his head off.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he's insane. One time, one of my friends was telling me they went to a Metallica concert.
Uh-huh.
He's waiting on line to the bathroom, and the line was, like, tremendously long. So he takes off his leg and just starts hitting the garbage can with it. Just so people will move out of his way.
Oh.
He remembers that, all right?
That's great.
Well, your friend Woody's a star today. His pictures are up on WNEW.com.
Yeah, he's insane, dude.
And video clips of the fight later on FoundryMusic.com.
All right, cool.
FoundryMusic.com.
Yeah, when I see him in the gym, I have to ask him about that.
All right, Tom, thank you.
All right, guys, take care.
Where are those guys?
Job.
We should have them in here again. Get Woody and Jim in.
Now that they've recovered.
Jordan.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up?
You tell me. You called the show.
Yeah. I can bring in those girls for Friday for the
holy ass. Jordan.
Picnic baskets.
Oh, I'm alive?
Yeah, you're live.
I'm driving, too. Hold on, guys. I'll pull over. You guys deserve full attention.
You're on in seven cities right now, and you're just stammering your
way
through.
I'm sorry. I'm screwing up. For the car wash.
Oh, the teen car wash.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
They put me on
finally.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. To promote the car wash, I can bring in some of those girls I was talking about yesterday, and you guys can shoot them with water guns.
You swear that you could get us like 30 teenage girls for the teen car wash.
Yeah, for the car wash. Right now, I mean, I'm building my army here.
All right, and you want to bring in 10 of the girls for Friday?
Yeah, Friday's fine.
Why do I smell like a bit or something?
Yeah,
like you're up to something, Jordan.
I'm up to nothing.
You just want to bring these 10 girls by.
Yep, I want them to wash your office.
You just happen to know 10 hot teenage girls.
Yeah.
How old are they?
Got out of high school. Yeah.
How old are they?
18.
They're all 18.
Uh-huh. 10
18-year-old girls.
All right, it's worth a shot. You come down Friday. We're still looking for a place to hold the teen car wash. We want to do that sooner than later.
Okay.
Jordan, we'll see you Friday.
All right, who should I talk to?
Hold on. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis!
Dudes, you guys deserve a huge ass-kissing. That was the funniest effing thing I have ever heard. There's just nothing funnier than a guy with one leg named Woody.
Yeah.
One leg.
Yeah, I got a great idea for that blind boxing thing. You put them both in separate rings with mannequins standing in front of them and let them figure it out. Stay cool, dudes.
Hey, we haven't heard from Blind Dave today. Lewis, you were finally funny. Congratulations.
Oh, damn.
Well, we have Woody and Jim back in the studio.
Yeah. Great job, guys.
I give Jim a lot of credit, man. Seriously.
Hell yeah.
Seriously. You were overmatched, but you hung in there.
I never knew that there were two Opies and two Anthonys right now.
Why?
Oh, okay.
You got me.
That was pretty good, man. That's a ballsy move getting in there and doing that.
The first time, the first time that he knocked you down was that was a scary punch.
Yeah, I
did. You?
He hit me hard. He hit me hard.
You heard it on the radio too. It was like boom.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Carl, what's up?
Yo, let me just tell you, Jim. First off, I never heard anybody get their ass kicked before, but you definitely fell for it. Oh, and hey. Fantastic out here outside of Philly in New Jersey.
Right on, Carl.
Fantastic. Got to get a bunch more WOW stickers.
Yeah, cool.
That's it. Cleveland rocks. Let me tell you, have a good time.
Yeah, we like Cleveland so far.
Get to Cleveland, let me tell you.
All right. Thanks,
all right,
Carl.
Buddy. Later.
All right. Let's go to Charlie.
Yeah, Hoppy.
Hey, Anthony, everybody. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
let me commend you guys on that road show. It was awesome.
Yeah. 3,800 people.
I was there with that chick, Summer.
Oh, Summer was hot.
What an awesome time.
Yeah.
Also, I was wondering if you take this guy Woody on at 60-foot depths under the water.
Underwater, Opie, would you fight him? 60 feet underwater?
Underwater, I'd fight him.
The place where you prefer fighting?
Because of the leg.
You know what? The water's lubricated, so you're getting it right in the ear.
Uh-oh. I wouldn't mess with this guy, seriously.
Hell no.
Who cares? He only has one leg. Guy can fight. our buddy Frank Caliendo checking in.
Hey.
Hey. Frank.
Hey.
Frank?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
How are you?
Pretty good. We just watched two guys fight. They both have one leg.
You watched that? You watched it again, huh?
Yeah, we got a new bit on our show called Cripple Bouts. And today we had two guys with one leg boxing.
Yeah.
And this one guy, Woody, who's built and he works out, just kicked Jim's ass.
No, he doesn't work out. He works construction. There's a difference.
Yeah. He just...
Now, this is two guys with one leg each?
Yes.
Yeah. They're hopping around and boxing.
This is a job for John Madden. Hey, normally guys have two legs, and when you don't have two legs, you can either have no legs or three legs or one leg. If you got one leg, you're probably going to end up on the Opie and Anthony show, and that's if you get your ass kicked, then they talk about it. If you don't get your ass kicked, they talk about it. Either way, they're going to talk about it, but the thing it comes down to is you still only have one leg.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
John Madden.
The thing about having one leg is it's tough to be a punter or a kicker because you got nothing to brace yourself on. If you did have something to brace yourself on, that would be like a Steve Austin special there.
A kickstand.
I think that's what the bionic man's name is. I can't remember. I remember Lindsey Wagner, but that's about it. Speaking of Lindsey Wagner.
John Madden just babbling.
I'm trying to introduce the people. I just heard recently that you guys were syndicating. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. We're on in seven cities, Frank, right now.
And you know what's really funny is that like I'm going to like most of the cities that you guys are have joined.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah. So I thought it would be a time to call and you know.
Hey, here's a guy who knows how to promote himself.
Where are you going to be this weekend?
This weekend I'm in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
And I'd heard that you guys might be actually heading out here soon.
Yeah, tomorrow would have been the day to call.
Yeah, that
talk about
probably would have been the day.
Now, let me ask you, let me explain something to you. Yeah. I emailed saying, hey, it would be great to call tomorrow, wouldn't it? And Rick calls me. He's like, why don't you call today? It's a typical Rick move, isn't it? It's like,
absolutely.
We'll get you now. Yeah.
Have them plug a date in San Francisco that no one will hear because they're not on San Francisco until tomorrow.
Well, obviously I'm calling tomorrow again and doing the same crap.
Right. That's okay.
And it's when you do the same thing sometime. I've been doing the same crap for a while now.
Hey, is Adam Sandler there? Did he get to check out the one-legged boxing?
Hold on 1 second. Let me get him.
Okay,
he's drinking in the back. Hold on.
Yeah, Frank and Adam, close friends. So.
Hey, how are you? It's Opie and Anthony. I love you guys. O and A. What's going on?
Well,
hey, by the way, Frank Caliendo will be at the Cleveland Improv soon. Anyway, I just wanted to say...
Here's a guy who really does know how to get away with this.
And Opie and Anthony are catching on. Some of the radio, some of the smarter radio listeners are understanding. Some of the dumber ones are like, why did he say that? One-legged boxing. I love that, man. There is some very funny stuff that can happen from that. Sometimes they lose their balance, and other times they just look stupid. But either way, I want to get these guys in a movie.
But we can't trip over our own feet.
What, is that a one-legged guy?
Yeah, that's a one-legged guy.
Hey, what's happening? How are you? Can't trip over your own feet. And I just tripped over my own tongue, so that is not very good.
It was pretty cool, though, watching them brawl.
Yeah,
it really was. The bouncing thing is great. You got to keep your balance, you know?
Yeah.
So they hop on the one foot, and then they throw the punches.
Well, let me tell you something, though. There was different styles here. Woody would bounce, but stay in the same place. He was just like up and down, sizing up Jim.
That's what I like, is bouncing up and down one place.
That's the way I like it.
Jim would hop, but it would be erratic. He would hop, and all of a sudden he would be like three feet to his right. He would hop back to the left.
Because really Woody was punching him.
Right.
You got to keep your eyes
open.
That's
crazy. Oh, my God.
Hey, Frank, we have a guy that listens to our show, Syndication Underground, on the computer from San Francisco, and he wants to know where you're going to be playing.
At the Punchline.
In San Fran?
I am at the Punchline in San Fran with everybody else.
There's a plug for one guy.
One.
West Coast Dave.
How awesome is that? Hey, hold on a second. Al has something to say about the...
Al Pacino?
He's got a couple questions.
I didn't know you were hanging with Al Pacino.
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right.
Get him for me, would you, Adam? No problem. I would do anything for you, Frank.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Let me ask you something. I heard you guys are doing bits with guys kicking each other's asses, and they've only got one freaking leg.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Hey, does one of the guys hop around a lot?
They both
do. I love that guy. I saw him on Ripley's Believe It or Not, Hilarious. But at the time, he was wearing one of those hats that Spanky McFarlane used to wear on the Our Gang thing.
Yeah, right.
Little spinner. Take off on that. He's spinning real fast. Go up like a helicopter. Can you believe I'm making this crap up off the top of my head?
Hey, he's been drinking with me, and Aldous is a very small man and cannot drink a lot of liquor.
Neither can one-legged people either, though.
Yeah, does that take into consideration?
Well, I got a kickstand when I'm out.
Yeah. Flip out the kickstand. It'd be a tripod.
Cool. All right.
Whatever works.
Hey, Frank, call us tomorrow.
Oh, you know I will.
All right, cool.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Frank.
And thank you very much. I appreciate you listening to me. And hey, football.
All right, man. Here he goes, Frank Caliendo.
It's so funny. He does such great impressions. But sometimes he just doesn't have anything to say with him. Doug from King's Park. Here's a guy I'm getting tired of real quick.
Anthony, we've been talking about Big Brother 2 and how this guy Justin.
Is Daddy going to be in it?
Huh?
Because I'll kick his ass too.
I believe you would.
Yeah.
Justin got kicked out of the Big Brother house. No one knows it yet. Because he had a knife to this girl, Krista's throat.
Right.
Basically saying, what would you do if, I killed you?
Yeah, he goes, what would you do if I killed you? Well, she'd be dead.
Right. But she said, I wouldn't care. Go for it. Yeah. I don't care. It's a pretty intense video clip.
Yeah.
That we just happened to get today, and we're kind of sharing it to everyone all over America today.
Yep. Breaking the news.
Breaking the news, and I'm sure CBS is very happy with us today. Well, there's a clip, not a clip, just a still shot of that on opieanthony.com.
Yeah.
opieanthony.com. There's a clip.
Yeah, it's under...
a still, I should say.
It's under Big Brother Knife Shot. There you go. Check it out. Let's go to Steve. She doesn't look that upset, but that guy's just a nut.
Steve, what's going on?
Is he walking around in a towel?
Yeah. Yeah. Steve.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm on a mobile. I'm driving up 95 North in Philly. I'd, like, put a wow on the back of my window because it's so damn dirty, and I just got wowed.
There you have it.
Yeah.
See? Congratulations,
yeah, man, that,
Steve.
That works great, man. You guys are the greatest. I'll tell you what, man, when I first heard you guys, it was like the first day, second day you came on in Philly. And I was like, what the heck is going on here? I mean, you guys were hilarious.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, I thought it was like some of the crew from 94YSB, and it turned out, I figured, you know, next week I figured out you guys were there. Hey, you guys are great.
All right.
You guys are great.
All right, thank you.
The wow thing, hey, thanks a lot, man. I wish you were here sooner.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it.
You are the men.
All right. There goes Steve. He got wow today, man. Anthony. That's why we don't take a lot of wow calls.
Right, because they usually sound just like the one you just heard.
Really fast. You just put a wow on the back of your car, and if you're lucky, a lady will flash you on the highway.
Yeah. Okay? Enjoy it.
Just write out wow on your car in any way you want.
Our
Emma.
Gift.
Yes.
She's the one-legged girl from yesterday.
I am the one-legged girl from yesterday. I wanted to thank y'all for having me on the show, and I missed the entire battle between the two one-legged guys.
It was great. I hope it sounded like something on the radio, because it was great to check out.
I was at work. I just, like, turned it on, and I heard you say that you had a battle between two one-legged guys. I'm really pissed I missed it. Sounds like it was right up my alley.
Yeah, we definitely want to get you boxing some girl with one leg.
Sure.
Next.
I'll kick butt.
Would you do that, really?
Yeah, I would. I definitely would. If you got
it. Emma, let's put it this way. You don't want to box Woody.
No, we
don't. I don't think
two
so.
One-legged chicks boxing would be the ultimate.
Yeah.
All right, Emma.
She's got to be good looking, though.
Yeah. How about two one-legged chicks on the lesbian couch?
Stump socks.
It's a possibility. I don't know.
All right,
I won't rule anything out.
Well, we're hoping we can find another one-legged girl to take you on in the boxing ring.
All right.
Thanks, Emma.
No problem.
Okay. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
The only thing better than one-legged boxing is chick one-legged boxing.
Yeah, I know.
We're
going to try to make that happen.
That'd be awesome. I just want to say I'm from Philly, and I've been listening to Stern since I was a little kid, and you guys coming here is awesome. Everybody says nothing like Stern. I mean, everybody says you guys are...
Glenn.
You can't use that S.
Sorry.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Screw all that crap. Why'd you call? It says on the phone you want to talk about blind boxing.
Yeah, I do. I heard that yesterday, and I think that is the greatest radio skit.
All right. Thank you, Glenn.
We're over here now.
Punch out, Maverick. Punch out.
This would be a good time to take a little break.
Right.
We have a clip of Gay Marco eating the peach for the NSYNC tickets for the new cities.
Gay Marco is a huge NSYNC fan. I mean, huge. He couldn't be gayer. He really couldn't be gayer.
He was on the show yesterday.
Yeah. And we had NSYNC tickets that I don't know how the hell we got, but we got them. He wanted to go really bad. So we figured, what's the most heinous thing we can make Marco do for these tickets? Well, what do heterosexual guys enjoy doing to ladies?
Nothing.
Well, yeah. Okay. No. I got mine. You get yours. Oh! No, it's...
just a joke.
No, some of the favors. Some of the oral favors.
Sure, they like the oral.
So we had him do that particular act to a very attractive girl that we had in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to do it for the length of an NSYNC song to win the tickets. Never done it before. He's barely ever seen a naked woman in his life, and certainly not that up close, and certainly not those certain areas. So he was horrified. I think it comes across in the clip.
Marco has his lovely NSYNC t-shirt on with all the boys' faces emblazoned across the front.
Yeah.
He's got a bib on that says, I love Daddy, just in case any of that peach drips on him. He doesn't want to ruin that NSYNC shirt.
And then he's got a bag full of hygiene products, oral hygiene and breath mints and gum and toothpaste. Some kind of mouthwash.
Altoids and...
Well, I'm sure with some of the places your face is gone, you carry that around a lot, right? Hey, I'm just thinking, you know.
That's my overnight bag.
That's his overnight bag, sure.
Hold on.
Holding hands. He is now kneeling down right in front of her. She is sitting on the famous couch, and he's crying.
Marco?
Michael's crying.
What do I do first?
Okay. All right, Marco. Calm down. It's okay. What you do first, Marco, right when the song starts and the beautiful gates of pleasure open up, you take the area right here and you go
right
sort
there.
Of right below the...
Right to it.
Yeah. She will point right to it.
My eyes open, though.
Okay, go.
Can I look at it first?
Yeah.
All right, give him a quick look.
Oh, my God.
No, Marco, get out. Don't leave. Marco, come here.
Wait, Marco, come here. Come back.
Marco, come here.
Marco, he's confused.
Like, no, Marco, come here.
What was that?
No, Marco. Marco, it's a woman.
It's a woman, Marco.
I swear it was like the scene out of Alien. He freaked out.
And for the people playing at home, we just saw the
Right. If you're a heterosexual guy, you would have just went like, oh, my God.
Good God.
Oh, my God.
Marco.
All right, he is back, kneeling. He was not looking, though. Huh. Now, right when the music starts, she will again, the gates will open, and you will...
Why does it stick out like that?
No! That's a woman!
Marco's crying!
He's crying.
Marco, it's okay!
Making me feel bad.
There's no crying.
Don't make her feel bad.
I'm sure it's beautiful, but...
It is beautiful. He's got a mic. He's got his I Love Daddy bib on. He is all set to go. His NSYNC shirt. He is kneeling before a beautiful girl.
Gorgeous.
And he is now ready, when the NSYNC song starts, to consume the peach, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
You ready, Marco?
Okay.
Let it rip.
And we have... Contact. Oh, my God.
Is it working?
No, it's not working. No.
Keep going, Marco. Randy, why are you, like, freaking out so much? What is he doing in particular that's so freaky?
I'm gay.
What?
It's so... I asked him what was the problem, and he goes, it's so gay.
What's he doing wrong?
He's puffing on
me. He's puffing on him, and he's coughing. Keep going, Marco. You're almost there. It's almost done. His legs are flailing. It's as if someone was chopping his head off. You're all man.
You're all man.
Look at this gay guy go.
He's doing push-ups or something.
Is he getting better as time goes on?
No, he's getting worse.
He's getting worse.
Marco, say something.
Marco, how you doing? No, keep going. You're almost there.
Say something.
Don't lose contact or we start over.
Say something.
Winnie, is this the worst you've ever had?
I can't even explain this right now.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Marco, you did it. How does it feel?
Marco.
How does it feel?
I'm going to insane.
There's a crowd around next to me.
Whip out your cans. Pull out your fun bag.
What are you waiting for? Do it.
Do it now.
What are you wearing?
You look fabulous.
Opie and Anthony.
We love seeing boobs. Well, duh.
Opie and Anthony. 102.7 WNEW.
Me crack.
that out to Angela. Bellevue, Angela. Still waiting for her to call in today. Making sure she's okay. Seems like she's going off the deep end a little bit lately. We'll see. Alien Ant Farm. It's the O&A Show. 877-692-1027.
That, I hate this song. I really do. I don't know who the hell would pick that song to remake. And it just sounds so gay. Alien Ant Farm, huh? I didn't like the original. I don't like that one. Michael Jackson did that. That's him in the background going, wow. Wow.
Me crab.
I like playing this when I molest children, allegedly.
Son of a bitch, hold on a second.
Yeah.
We were going to go to this guy from Columbus. He hung up. Did we get his info? You stupid.
Call back.
Bad intern.
Uh-oh. Who gets bad intern?
John.
John? Warm beer John?
Leopard. This is how we get other cities involved. This guy from Columbus said he could be here tomorrow to fight Woody, and the guy from Columbus has one leg.
Yeah.
Wants to take on the one-legged boxing champion, Woody.
Yeah.
But John didn't get his info, and now the guy's just...
Maybe he'll call back.
In the radio abyss right now.
Maybe he'll call back.
Sure he will. Sure he will. You were saying, Anthony.
Yes, Opie, do you, speaking of the king of pop, who calls him that? Who honestly calls him that? The king of pop, Michael Jackson. He's doing a couple of shows in Madison Square Garden here in New York City. 42-year-old singer is going to celebrate 30th anniversary of concerts at Madison Square Garden. And get this, his producer is offering a select group of people a chance to be part of an unforgettable salute over two nights, one city on one stage featuring one man. Man, use that term loosely, Michael Jackson. How's this for a deal? For $50,000.
What?
For $50,000, you get 10 seats to one of the concerts. That's $5,000 a seat. Included with admission, you get a special post-concert champagne and caviar all-star dinner and carnival at Tavern on the Green, where guests will have access to Jackson and receive a signed poster.
I sugar!
For $50,000. How pompous.
$50,000?
How arrogant.
The tickets are $5,000 a piece, and you have to buy a block of 10?
You have to buy, yeah, this is a block of 10. This is what they're selling. You need $50,000 to buy 10 tickets to a Michael Jackson concert. Slightly more economical deal. Maybe Opie, you can't swing the 50 grand. For $30,000, you get the 10 seats. You get the Tavern on the Green poster package. You get a signed poster at Tavern on the Green.
Signed poster.
They're calling it the Tavern on the Green poster package.
The poster package. Like, he's going to walk around Tavern on the Green and hang out with everyone.
Right.
You get to see him for 2 seconds.
No, Opie, for the $30,000 package that I'm trying to sell you right now,
you
have no access to Jackson.
Oh.
That's only the $50,000
package. But do I get my signed poster?
Yes, you do get the signed poster.
So for $20,000 less, I just don't see him, but I get the signed poster.
Right.
Nice.
Right. And for the very economical price of $15,000, you get the 10 tickets, and you get dinner. Dinner and a show, $15,000.
For $10,000, can I have a chance to hit him over the head with a mallet?
That would be good. I would like that.
Take the $100,000 package, and we both fondle young boys together in the back room at Tavern on the Green. Children under 8 get in free, but they got to stay with me. And I eat the champagne and caviar off of their hairless buttocks. What's wrong with that? And they get a signed genitalia. Ah, sugar.
What an arrogant bastard.
What a tool.
Let's see. He thinks it's back in the 80s again, where, you know, people would have paid for this. Let's see. The invitation boasts a stunning array of... A cunning array of stunts. I love that old gag. A cunning array of stunts. The invitation boasts a stunning array of performers and dinner committee members. Britney Spears, NSYNC, Whitney Houston, Mark Anthony, Gloria Estefan, Shaggy, and Quincy Jones, among those that you will hang out with if you fork over $50,000
to the alleged pedophile.
Andy.
Allegedly.
Andy. Andy.
Hey. Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Slapping
well, I was thinking for $15,000, you know, I'll take it. I'll take the posters just so I can wipe my ass with them.
You want to just wipe with them?
Oh, yeah. That's worth $50,000.
Yeah. By the way, all these bands that are remaking these older songs?
Yeah.
You know why that's happening? There's no talent out there.
There's no talent.
There's no talent. All these guys are just making noise. All they can, they don't, you know, they cannot put a pen to a piece of paper to write a song.
Well, there you go.
Don't you agree?
Hey, Farid, is our contracts done yet?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Andy.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know,
thank you. Could be the funniest inside joke I've ever heard in my life. Yes.
Made about 10 people laugh. 8 of them in this building.
Hello. Hello. Is this my manager? Could you get Haley Joel Osment in here? He's the newest of the cute little kids that I'd like to fondle. Remember when I used to walk around with little Webster? Remember him? I'm sure he's scarred for life. Hanging out with the king of pop, your cherry.
He's always going around with the little kids, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh,
I like that. I liked getting Webster and Macaulay Culkin together. It was like a big Oreo of young hairless butt.
How pompous to walk around being known as the king of pop.
He called himself that. He didn't even, no one like dubbed him that. He dubbed himself that. The self-proclaimed.
Freak. If you're a king of anything, you're a tool.
I was on the set. I was on the set of Home Alone. And Buzz has a peeler.
Oh,
I learned that.
Allegedly.
For $200,000, you could play Jackson 5 whack-a-mole. And you get to hit my brothers with my sisters.
Ben, what's up?
Two things about him. I saw him 10 feet away at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame backstage there. So they first came
I saw you too, Ben. You're kind of cute. A little too old for me, but I like the boyish look.
He wouldn't allowed to ask him a question, and he was whiter than a sheet of white paper. He's so white, and he's got so much.
I have vitiligo, they call that. That's when you lose your skin pigmentation.
And not only that, he's one of those freaks that he ate at a restaurant that a friend of mine works at, and no one could look at him. No one could serve him. You had to serve his, like, bodyguard and then serve Michael. He's a freak like that.
Don't look at me. I can't look at myself. Have you looked at me lately?
All right, the guy from Columbus has hung up twice now.
No.
John, what the F you doing? Why did he hang up again?
He's on line 8.
Well, now he called back for the third time. I saw that he hung up.
I picked him up and got his info. Get on the mic.
I picked up his mic and got the info as soon as he was back
on
the
line. There was a blank line on 8.
It was black.
You're going the way of Jesse, my friend.
You look like you've been on a life raft for like 3 months in the ocean.
Exactly.
That's what that looks like. At the road show Saturday, it was really sunny out, but it was kind of cool. It wasn't that hot because we were right on the water. John got so completely burnt. I swear to God, you look like the people they pluck off the rafts. You look like some Cuban that's been out, you know, on a tire tube.
My nose is going to fall off by the end of
the week. Stop peeling your nose.
Peel that.
Believe me, I'm not. Okay, Lee is calling back from Columbus. Thank you. Thank you, John. Lee,
right,
what's
Lee.
Up?
Lee.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's happening,
listening,
man?
To us on the Big Wazoo.
Yeah. What's going on?
You tell us.
Hey, here, you're looking for a one-legged boxer.
Yes.
I'd like to come up here.
Well, what's your deal?
What I'd really like to do is take my wooden stump and beat you over your...
He can't say the F word.
Holy crap.
Did he just,
did he just say what I thought he said?
Oh, my God.
Lee, I'll say it for you. Baba Booey.
But he said the F word first, so we had to dump
Baba
out.
Baba Booey.
Ouch.
You think that's going to get to us? Maybe if it was like 1992.
Yeah, that's a little old at this point.
It's embarrassing.
It's not like people are...
Wow, he got us, didn't he?
Calling up Larry King every day and doing it.
I don't even know what to do now. What do you do? He just threw us off our game. I can't believe that got on the radio.
When they pull out the Baba Booey. Oh, God damn. Hey, you just catch that new show, The Cosby Show, too? That's a great new show.
You just embarrassed your whole city.
Ugh.
I'd be embarrassed if I was from Columbus now after that guy represented you. Sergio, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's everything?
What's doing
up,
man? All right.
How about that QVC guy selling the Michael Jackson tickets?
Yeah, $50,000. $50,000. Hang out with the guy, but don't look at him, for God's sake. You'll turn to stone. It's like looking in the face of Medusa. Horrible. He's got the vitiligo, and I hear it's all the way down in his crotch. Imagine how that scares the little toddlers that he exposes himself to, allegedly. That's how we stay out of trouble. Say allegedly. Say allegedly. Say allegedly. Look, I got his original nose. It's $100,000 on the flex paint. And the paint.
My head hurts when I do that today. I had too many Guinness last night.
Ooh. 877-692-1027. George, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, who's screening your calls today?
John and Stinky. Why?
Oh, they're doing a hell of a job. You guys have had some of the greatest callers all day long.
Yeah, we've had a bunch of bad ones today.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wait. Someone just wrote F him on the screen.
Listen, I'm on Route 3. I'm listening to the Gay Marco bit.
Yeah.
I'm laughing hysterically. Tears are rolling down my face. I look over to my side. I'm in dead stop traffic. The whole place is laughing hysterically. The virus continues to grow.
All of
Route 3
is cracking up. Right on. Thank you, George.
Later, guys. Got to go hear myself.
Speaking of which, we got Gay Marco on the line here. Marco.
Hey.
What's up?
What's up?
Why are you calling us?
I didn't call you.
Why did we call Marco?
Because he hooked up.
Rick wanted a date with me,
I guess.
No,
I did not. Shut up, you fag.
Oh, I know why. Because the other guy's on the line. Randy, you guys were talking yesterday. Gay Randy. Right?
Yeah.
And I hear there's a little problem. Hold on. Let me get Randy on
the line with you.
Gay Randy.
Can you believe the timing?
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
All right.
Okay. I emailed Marco.
Yeah, you guys talked a little bit. There was some interest. And some interest.
They're two gay guys. You gays are like dogs. Anytime you find another gay guy, you got to test them out.
Sniffing the F.
Well,
sniffing.
Marco asked for Randy's picture, right, Marco?
Sure.
And Randy sent Marco a picture?
I did.
All right.
So they traded pictures.
I sent him a bunch of pictures from my webcam.
Okay, so what happened, Randy?
Were they naked?
No, actually, they weren't. No, they were all...
disgusting.
What?
Nothing.
I sent Marco about maybe half a dozen pictures.
Of yourself, Randy? Yeah.
Actually, no, I have a web page on gay.com, which is...
There's a gay.com.
It's like chat rooms and stuff. You can hook up.
Okay, so...
with a different person every night if you want to.
So what happened?
I sent Marco this. I said, you know, hey, how's it going? You know, I can't believe I got through to the show. I talked to you yesterday. And he emailed me back. I got his message around 9 o'clock last night. He's like, you are a total cutie.
Oh.
And then he also said, I'm too old for you, and I got a boyfriend. See you later.
Well, how old are you, Randy?
26.
And Marco, how old are you?
31.
I thought you liked him young.
I said, I'm too old for him, meaning that he probably wouldn't be interested in me.
Well, let me make the judgment.
So
I sent him my picture, but I'm Dig from Salem now.
No, you're not. You just did him.
The one you just met this weekend?
Yeah. And he's called me like five times. This is serious.
You're going to date someone in another state when you got a guy that looks as good as me who wants to date you in New York?
This is so gay.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait. I didn't hear what you thought of my picture.
What?
I didn't hear what you thought of my picture.
I thought it was a really good picture. You were wearing some heinous purple shirt.
Hey!
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And it looks like you had some guy's, like, arm wrapped around you.
Yes,
he
I
was
did.
Cut out. Who was that?
It was somebody I dated, so I cut his arm out.
How many people have you dated, Marco?
A few.
How many different men have you been with, Marco?
Probably about 1,100.
5,000.
How many?
Probably about 1,100 or so.
What?
Jesus. Miles of it. He has had miles of it.
Marco, have you been tested?
Yes, I have.
Nothing yet, huh?
Nothing.
By NASA, have you been tested?
Yeah, really. He's probably got some disease
that
kicks AIDS ass.
He's got something supersonic that only exists on some other planet, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's got a disease that just kicks AIDS ass. Marco.
Just to let you guys know, I've only been with like 10 people.
Oh, that makes all the difference in the world, Randy.
Then,
yeah.
honey, I would rock your world.
Oh.
Well, you won't even give me a chance.
Here's gay Marco farting.
So, Marco, you're not going to give Randy a shot?
Well, he's very cute, but I just didn't think I was his type. He's very cute, but that's what he is. He's like cute. He doesn't have like a very distinct look.
What do you want distinct?
Marco, it doesn't. Wait. Wait, that's pretty obvious, Randy, but we can't say that on the air.
Watch your language, young man.
Let's just put it this way. Ona, you're looking for guys with one leg? I've got three.
All right.
Oh,
look at Marco. He goes, wee! Oh, my God.
Now, how come there was no picture of that on your website?
Awful.
Because, you know, maybe, you know, have you ever been with a decent guy?
Yes.
That will send a picture with his shirt on?
Yes, I
and
have.
And his pants on?
Yes.
Who?
Greg, my new boyfriend from Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, you're just a throwdown.
You said you already saw all that stuff, and you said.
Hold on. Watch out with the description of what he's seeing.
Yeah, we can't say.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, Marco, you said you already saw the goods.
No, he was wearing a thong, so, I mean, you can't see everything.
Trust me, you can see everything.
So where do we leave this, boys?
Yeah, what are we doing?
Well, if...
Marco, I'm definitely interested.
Well, if Randy wants to get together, we can meet at XL.
I hate that place.
What's XL?
It's a new gay bar. It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
No, we can go to Barracuda, or we can go to the Lure.
Barracuda, which is a big, long fish that looks like a sea.
I just wanted to shake up Opie and Anthony. I'll meet you at XL.
Funny.
All right, why don't you guys...
I'll meet you at the tube stay.
Yeah. The manhole.
And we'll go to the manhole.
XL, which is short for extra large.
Of XL,
course.
Right.
Of course it is, Marco.
It's all about the schlong with you guys.
So what's going to happen with you guys?
All right, well, we'll meet up. I'll send Randy an email, and we'll meet up and see what happens.
All right, very good.
That sounds pretty good.
All right, Randy.
And I don't think you're too old, Marco, because the oldest guy I've ever been with is 57.
Ew!
Oh, my God.
and you're 26?
You know, honestly, Opening Anthony, the only reason I did it was I needed a place to stay in New York.
Oh, you were antiquing.
Antiquing, as Marco called it.
I only antiqued once. I did do it.
How is that?
Well, you want to know what, Randy? The youngest I've ever been with was 17.
How old were you?
Never mind.
I was 6.
Hey, Randy, how is that that yam bag hanging like melted Turkish taffy?
Oh, you don't even want to know. I didn't even see any of that.
Well, what did you have to do to stay in his apartment?
Just lay back.
And how many times did you have to do it? Like, how long were you in this apartment?
I was there for 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
He set me up.
And how many times did you have to just lay back?
I think a dozen times.
What were you, what were you laying on, your stomach or your back?
No, not my back. No tuchus lingus for me. No, on my back.
God. This is getting too gay.
This is horrible.
That's the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh, yeah? Marco, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
Well, not
ate out of peach for NSYNC tickets.
That's true. That's the worst thing I ever did.
Did you ever go home one night, Marco, and just feel like you really kind of your dignity was just gone?
Yes.
And what? Yes. When was that occasion?
Probably about 12 years ago. And this guy picked me up at this club, and he says, and he was so nasty and trolly. He was disgusting. But he offered to buy me a steak dinner, and I was like, oh, sure, okay. And we went to, I think, like, Peter Luger's, and I was so mortified because I saw somebody that I knew, and they were like, oh, my God, that man was so disgusting you were with.
Yeah.
And he was. Oh, he was awful.
Great.
Oh, that's
was it Nathan
it?
Lane?
Was it
now,
Nathan
worse
Lane?
Than Nathan Lane.
Bruce Valanche?
Worse than
Look
Bruce Valanche.
Look at these faggots talking about this.
You know, oh, you guys love it. It's better than everybody calling up yelling Howard Stern crap.
I know. No, it's funny, though. The phones are just exploding. Everyone's just screaming, going, stop this now.
Oh, please, they love it.
Dan from Jersey wants to point out that 1,100 guys is 550 feet of
sea
unit.
Oh. Hey, don't forget, you guys are adding San Francisco, right?
Oh,
they're
yeah.
going to be on every day. You want to add to that market.
All right, why don't you guys go hook up and give us a call back, all right?
And we'll let you know what happens.
All right, Marco.
Okay.
Talk to you later, hey, Marco.
Hey, Gay Marco, AOL.com.
Oh, read trust my me, I've already got it.
Read my biweekly column on foundrymusic.com.
Oh, thank you.
And wait, my appearance today has been sponsored by Fresh Flush Disposable Douches.
Oh, God. Great.
What?
Yeah, I'm not...
Maybe I don't want to meet you.
I'm now being sponsored on every time I'm on here. I get paid a royalty by Fresh Flush.
Fresh Flush. All right, Marco.
Okay, bye.
And Randy, bye, let us know how it goes.
Take it easy, ONA.
These guys are hilarious.
Like a vibrating butt plug in the back door, these are the gays of our lives.
Whew. Wow.
John Black, I like your hiney.
We're going to have to get something really hot going on next because that was too gay, man.
Yeah, yeah, that. They are, I swear to God, I'm sorry. Gay guys are like animals. They're animals.
I don't know. It sounded like Randy had some morals. It was Gay Marco that's giving it up for everybody.
I don't know. He's sleeping with a 57-year-old guy for a room. I mean,
all right, I forgot about that.
They're just animals.
Tim, what's up?
Guys, two words. Yeah. Rob Bingo now. Okay, let's, you know, you're going into the gay zone, da-da-da. Rob Bingo right now. My card is ready from yesterday. Let's play.
Rob Bingo, we'll play it next.
Thank
yeah,
you,
maybe
sir.
We should do that.
Get a 5x5 bingo card. The center square is the free boob square.
Yeah.
And then just put random bra sizes in, and we'll get the ladies on the phone, and we'll play a round of bra bingo.
Uh-huh.
To get the gayness out of this radio show.
Right.
And really fast, call all your friends and tell them tomorrow's the day we do blind boxing.
As we continue our
cripple bouts.
Cripple bouts.
On the ONA show.
Nice.
Stephen Lynch has a little song about being gay.
This is a song that I wrote actually a couple days ago after, excuse me, a friend of mine, my best friend, we went out to a bar and we got really hammered and we just had a really good time. And I realized, you know, why not write a song about the good times that you have with your pal when you're out drinking at night? You know what I mean? And
sure.
So I wrote this for my best friend, my friend.
This should be cute.
I'm going to play that now.
I
hope he's listening. If you are, man, this one's for you. Maybe the whiskey's gone to my head.
you stop cupping my hand?
It's radio, you know.
We've never hugged, we've never kissed. I've never been intimate with your fist. But you have opened brand new doors. Get over here and drop your drawers.
Bravo.
Thank you.
A little theme for a lot of your music.
You know, I realized that too.
Yeah.
So you got
maybe
some
a
issues.
Couple of issues.
Yeah.
A few there. Okay.
Yeah. Deal with those, I guess. Uh-huh. You're secure in your manhood. I guess that's fine.
And I am.
Break it down.
Please wow.
You love seeing boobs.
Please wow.
Love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody can run around the street. Get clothes off.
Rip them out Wednesday.
A brilliant idea.
There's the cure for cancer.
You're ignorant.
Yes.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. All owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
Check it out, the O&A Show, 877-692-1027. I think we're going to play a round of bra bingo.
Get the bad taste out of our mouths. Not an awful way to put it when it was...
The show got a little too gay there.
Got a little gay.
Got to bring it right back to reality with some hot ladies calling up with their bra sizes.
Too much of the gay.
877-692-1027. Bra bingo, 5x5 card. Center square is a free boob square.
Just like a bingo card.
Then you fill in the rest of the squares with random bra sizes.
Yeah.
Don't put all the good bra sizes in a row. Don't cheat.
The best way to do it is to write down a bunch of bra sizes on pieces of paper. You start with like 32 double A or something like that. And you go all the way up to the ridiculous F sizes. Put them in a hat, mix them all up, and pick them out one at a time. And then as you pick them out, you write them down on the card. Random. Or you could just get a random program and do it on the computer. There we go. Bra bingo.
Blind Dave is checking in.
What's up?
One of the combatants for tomorrow as we continue cripple bouts on the Opie and Anthony Show.
What's up, boys?
Hey.
Checking in from Ocean County here.
Hold on. You're not the blind Dave.
No. The second blind Dave.
You're the second blind Dave.
Right. I'm checking this from Ocean County. See, the problem here is if I still lived in North Bergen, where I used to live in Hudson County, it wouldn't be a problem. But, I mean, the producer, the guy told me off the air for Monday, check-in, try to come in for Monday.
Yeah.
So how many guys are coming down for Monday?
Well, we're going to... hold on.
Hold on. What are we doing here, boys?
I hate people that don't get it. Dave?
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some blind boxing tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Who's coming in tomorrow?
Blind Dave, which I thought was you.
No.
But it's the other Blind Dave that has a sense of humor and is really funny on our show.
Yeah.
And a guy named, what, Blind Matt? And Blind Matt.
So they're both coming in tomorrow?
It looks that way.
Because they tell me off the air to come in, try to come in for Monday. I mean, I don't know what...
Could someone talk to the Blind Dave?
He's blind. Maybe he had a problem hearing.
He can still hear. Still hear, Anthony.
Well, you never know.
All right. Never mind. I can't even say what I want to say.
What?
someone upstairs that wants to meet us.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do a radio show.
Yeah, it's a little hard right now to meet people. I want to play broad bingo. That's what I want to do.
All right, we could do that.
I won yesterday. Felt very good about it.
Mm-hmm. Ben, you want in? Sure. All right, Ben's playing broad bingo.
I'm looking at the cards, seeing if I got any things across, up and down, diagonal, just like regular bingo. Do I have good sizes? That's good.
Hey, Rick, who wants to come down and see us? Hey, Rick, who wants to come down and see us?
A fan of the show, Opie.
A fan of the show? Okay.
Yes. Who is upstairs?
Hey, Stinky, who wants to come down and see us?
Oh, a sexy young fellow upstairs.
What?
What?
There was this guy who showed up at the road show on
Stinky,
Saturday.
By the way, someone just saw your picture on the website. And
oh, no.
They said that you look like the bass player from Nirvana.
Kurt Novoselic.
Chris Novoselic.
Chris, yeah. That's pretty good.
Where is he?
Or Chris Novoselic.
But you got your hair, Stinky. No, Stinky, so who wants to come down and say hi to us?
One of your lovely your fans, you know, from the road show.
They brought beer.
He brought his father. It's his father's birthday.
All right.
So look at Ben. Ben's like, oh, he brought beer. Then fine, let him down.
No, we need some beer.
All right, so Rick doesn't have the balls to say it. Stinky doesn't have the balls to say it. Hey, Ben, who's upstairs and wants to come down?
No, it's some retard, right?
Stop it.
Holy, he doesn't brush his teeth either.
Oh, no, stop it, man.
He was trying to talk to me at the road show.
Stop!
And the cake of yellow on his front teeth was so...
You know what's even better? Rick just comes here and goes, yo, Stinky's a real idiot. I had him, he was on hold, and he's holding the phone, and Stinky tells me who it is. I go, oh, yeah, the retard. He goes, but he heard me.
Oh, my God.
Where is this guy? Now I'm uncomfortable. Is he outside the studio?
Yeah, he's
probably listening on a Walkman.
They can hear, though, right?
God, I hope
maybe
not.
Maybe. I hope it's Wins that's being piped in.
He'll probably forget by the time he comes down.
You don't think it's bad enough for the guy that is, you know, is got a kid and maybe it's not all there and you don't want to listen to a bunch of guys goofing on him.
They won't realize.
Take the beer and steal it.
Jeez,
Ben. Can we play bra bingo? Someone is typing, they can hear you.
That's awful.
All right, well, okay.
That's horrible.
Hey, let's play bra bingo. I just want to see who had the balls to say it, and Ben wins.
Ben's a genius.
Ben, why don't you
Let's start broad bingo with Carrie. Carrie, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
I live in Medford, but actually I'm on my way to Ocean City right now.
Okay. Driving in your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty girl?
Oh, yeah.
All right, you want to play broad bingo?
Yeah.
Of course, that's why you're calling. All right, why don't you give us your bra size?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you give us your bra...
What's 32C? Your...
32C?
What is that, 30 what?
32C.
32C? 32C.
Wow, that must...
32C.
Oh, there we go. I got that.
All right, I got that.
Nice.
Thank you, Carrie.
No problem.
All right, bye. Let's see, Cindy. Cindy!
Hi.
How are you?
All right.
Where are you calling from?
Traffic on the Parkway.
I keep asking because I want to get some ladies involved from other cities, that's all.
Oh, I'm just from Jersey.
All right. Are you wowing today?
I would if there was anyone to wow to.
Complaint, Anthony.
Jesus Christ.
It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday, right wow in your car, and someone like Cindy would show you her boobs. Simple as that, right, Cindy?
Parkway South over the Raritan Falls.
And you would do it if you saw some stickers out there today or some homemade signs?
Heck yeah.
Okay. What's your bra size?
34C.
34C. 34C. 34. Yeah, I got 34C.
34C.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yep.
All right.
I got that, but it doesn't really help me.
Danielle.
Yeah.
You're next for bra bingo.
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Okay.
Hey.
Are you in your car, too?
No, I'm in my home, actually. I'm cleaning.
You're cleaning?
Are you cleaning topless?
No, sorry.
I figured I had to ask. All right, what's your bra size?
36 double D.
36
Hello.
Double D's.
36 double D's.
Do I have that?
Oh, I don't have the 36 nope. double D. That's a nice size, though.
Thank you very much.
Damn it.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, Danielle.
Sorry.
Damn you and those huge melons of yours. Melissa.
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Six Hills.
Six Hills, Long Island.
Yep.
I'm from Long Island. I live in Dix Hills.
Something like that.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Wow. Whoa, what are you doing in Dix Hills?
Born and raised here.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right. And what are you doing?
Just home.
Just
listening
hanging
to
out?
You guys.
Well, thank you. What's your bra size?
40D.
Wow.
40D.
40D. Ooh. I don't have that. Wait, I do have 40D.
I got it.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thanks, guys.
40 D's came in handy there. Jamie!
Yeah, you know how long I've been waiting to try and play What's in My Pants?
What's in your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jamie?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm playing with a finger puppet right now.
You're playing with a finger puppet?
Yeah.
We don't know what that means, Anthony. I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
You ever
out.
See a finger puppet? It's a little puppet you put on your finger, and you do a little puppet show.
Okay.
That must be.
Oh, okay. I got the visual in my head now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Jamie?
Ah, yeah. Sugar!
Are you an African princess?
Half.
Half.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
the other half?
What half? Upper or
Italian.
Lower? Italian and African. Mmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to give us a fake orgasm?
I'm not half faking it either.
Wow. Look at that.
That rocks. Do we play What's in My Pants with Jamie, or we just continue?
A mid-bra bingo What's in My Pants game? A diversion? Sure. Let's go. Why not?
All right, Jamie, where are you? In your room?
Yeah.
What do you got on?
My boyfriend's boxers.
How old are you?
20.
And?
I'll be 21 soon.
Yeah.
In September.
And that's all right. All he got on is his boxers?
Yeah.
Nice. What kind of posters you got in your room?
Allen Iverson.
A what?
Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
All right. Lay down on your bed.
Already there.
Okay.
Hold on. We got to play the theme song.
Oh. Screw the theme.
It's time to play. Guess what's in my pants?
Now they're having fun.
It's time to play. It's time to play. It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
Hello, cutie pie.
I'm assuming you don't have the boxers on anymore, Jamie?
I could get rid of that problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
As you do that, Anthony will explain the rules of What's in My Pants.
Well, we were asked Jamie to take the telephone she is on and move it around as per our instructions on a certain area. And judging just by the sounds coming out of that phone, we will try to discern what hairstyle she is sporting. Is it the natural triangular shape? Is it the mohawk? Which is, of course, the landing strip. Is it the Hitler mustache, which is a mohawk that has been shaved down to just a little tuft of hair? Or is it the wood floor, also known as the JonBenet Ramsey?
Yeah, this could be challenging because I'm sure she has the nappy hair.
Jamie, remember, very important on your part.
I love nap.
No clues, no hints as to what you're sporting down there until we ask you what is in your pants, okay?
It might... Right.
Maybe we shouldn't mention anything about anything that's going on, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Jamie? Don't bring that up because they might dump out of things like that. Let's just
right.
play Guess What's in My Pants. Jamie, if you would please take the phone and rub it in an up and down fashion. Let's all listen.
20-year-old Jamie.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, very telling, sure.
All right.
Side to side.
Side to side, Jamie.
Ooh. Okay. Circular motion?
Slow circular motion.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All
there was some
right.
static electricity there.
Okay. I think I know.
I think I know, too, but can I hear the side-to-side one more time?
Slowly.
Slowly.
I got it.
Sorry, but
you people are... You people are too...
Jamie, can you hold on a minute?
Jamie, hold on 2 seconds.
Can you invite our little friend into the studio?
Sure, invite him in.
I just want him to say hi.
Yeah, invite him in.
Keep everybody over there.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, look, they brought three bags.
You brought beer.
Nice.
Three bags.
Nice.
Wait, get on the mic. Get on that mic. I remember him from the road show.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
his face is burned, too.
Your face is burned from the road show as well.
My jacket's burned, too, like, all the way around.
Well, it was sunburned. It was very sunny out that day. Oh, that's okay. I drank much too much last night.
and what's your name?
I'm Dennis.
Dennis, you were at the road show. I remember seeing you.
This is my dad.
Hey, Pops, what's up?
What's up, man?
Thanks for coming by with the beer and stuff.
Are you a doctor or you just wear the scrubs?
X-ray technician.
You're X-ray tech?
Yeah.
Cool.
You must see some great X-rays.
Yeah, sometimes. But yeah. Doing the nursing home bit right now.
Oh, really? Yeah. You seen any of the X-rays where the people come in and they've got things stuck in certain areas?
Jamie, keep rubbing, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen the crazy X-rays?
Really?
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
Vibrators.
Vibrators?
Nasty.
Doorknobs or anything like that?
No.
That's insane.
Broken knife stuck in somebody.
Oh. Broken knife?
Ouch. Yeah.
Hey, your son smiles a lot.
Yeah, he does.
He's very happy to be here, huh?
Happy to be here. Very good.
All right. Well, thank you for the beer.
Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem, guys. You guys are the best.
Right. We need beer always.
Yes, beer is our friend.
All right. There you go. Beer is our friend.
All right. We're in the middle of playing What's in My Pants with Jamie. Jamie?
Guys, thank you.
All right. Where were we?
Take care.
You were in my pants.
What?
You were in my pants.
Oh, yeah. Well, playing the game. Sure, of course. All right.
Hang on 1 second.
All right, our friend has left the studio. Okay. This is the most effed up show today. Jamie.
Yeah.
Can we hear the side to side one more time?
You guys are probably the coolest.
I haven't said anything.
Effing.
I haven't said a word, Anthony.
Jesus Christ.
You ready?
Yes, Jamie. Side to side. Very telling. Anthony?
I'm saying wood floor. Mm-hmm. I'm going with complete wood floor.
I'm
JonBenet Ramsey, whatever you want to call it.
Darn it. I'm going to go triangle.
All right.
Ben?
Ben, what did you hear there?
No clue?
You're passing.
I'm too stupefied by what's going on today.
Rick?
Can I just hear up and down one more time?
Oh, I didn't really hear that.
It's like a rake.
Well, what's your guess?
I'm going to go with Hitler mustache.
All right.
All right. Well, the guesses are in. We've all heard it. You played along at home. Jamie, if you would tell us, please, what is in your pants?
You ready, friend?
What is it?
A big seat.
Wow. All right. That is funny. I thought Jamie or whoever that was up to something because the voice sounded too, you know, hot. I think I had one of those voice things.
Is that funny? If we weren't so distracted, we may have been able to pick up on that, but
yeah, that's pretty good.
Holy smoke.
Heather, what's going on?
Nothing at all. How do I follow that?
I don't know.
Not with a deep voice. Please.
We're in the middle of playing broad bingo.
36F.
36F?
36F?
Yep.
You freak.
Does anybody have that at all?
I don't have a 36F.
No, I would like to have a 36F, but I don't have it here.
Oh.
Hey, thank you, Heather.
No problem.
We got that. We got
Godzilla.
It.
Godzilla.
That guy got his good, man.
God, we were nailed. A big C.
Carissa?
Carissa,
what's up?
Yeah. Hey. Want to play broad bingo?
Right on, man. Where are you calling from?
Plainfield, New Jersey.
And what are you doing? Anything good?
I just got home from work.
How was work today?
It sucked.
Yeah.
Like normal.
I'm stunned. I am stunned.
I just don't want to think about it. I just want to move right
I'm
on.
Trying to think of whatever we said, like, during the time. It's like, uh-oh, I hope I didn't say anything. Opie called her an African princess.
You faggot.
What's your bra size?
34 double D's. 34 double D, double D, double D, double down, double down, double down.
No, it's not on there.
Nothing. Nope. Nothing.
Nope.
No.
Have it.
No.
Damn it. Thank you.
Oh, well. All
very
right.
Nice size,
later.
Though. Bye. Taylor.
Yeah.
What's going on, Taylor?
What's going on, guys?
You're live on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, you guys are great, dude.
Hey, thank you.
You guys rock out here. I'm getting everybody turned on to you, and you guys are going to take over Don and Mike.
Oh, this is a Sacramento phone call.
This is Sacramento.
Right on. We're cool, on. Man. We're on X. Wait, wait, wait. No.
I don't know. It's new. It's KXOA.
Oh yeah, KXOA. KXOA. Hey.
Hey, when you guys come out here, I'm gonna hook up with you guys. I got a very stage-friendly wife.
Oh, right on, man. We'll have fun when we get out there.
All right.
Thanks, Taylor.
Hey, see you guys.
First call from Sacramento, Anthony. Robin.
Hey, guys.
From Columbus. How are you, Robin?
Oh, not too bad.
Cool.
We're first, I want to apologize on behalf of everybody in Columbus for the guy who did the Baba Booey thing.
Oh, please.
I know. He does not represent us.
That was kind of embarrassing for you guys because it's not 1992 anymore.
Yeah, no, we're not all morons.
All right, cool. You want to play bra bingo?
I sure do.
Okay.
Oh, what's the size? Help me out.
I'm a 34D.
34D. That's got to be on
great,
here.
That's great, great.
Come on.
Yes, very yes. Nice. There thank you, Robin.
Not a problem.
Thank you. Robin, representing
there it is.
Columbus. There corner it is. Square for you, all right?
Yeah.
Alexis.
Are you an African princess?
Shut up!
Nope. I'm a Puerto Rican princess.
We like Puerto Ricans. What's up, Alexis?
Sure? Not too much. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're trying to just move on with
trying to recover from a
it's
very,
been a bit overwhelming.
Very bad in a few minutes.
I give the guy props. He got us good, man.
Oh. Yeah, he did. He all definitely right. Did.
So what's in your pants? A peeler.
all right, so what's your bra size?
36D.
36D. Oh, I got that.
36D. Nice.
I have one to go.
I like them.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but look at the size I need.
Not uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, good
thank
luck.
You, Alexis.
No problem.
All right. Will's calling back. Hey, Will.
What's up?
You suck. Was that you the whole time?
Yeah, I had to get you guys once.
Wait, do the voice again.
Yeah. It's not. I'm laughing right now.
Yeah, this is Jamie. How are you?
I had to get the famous Obi and Anthony just
son
once.
Son of a bitch! Because part of me is like hoping that there really was a girl there, and then at the last second she gave the phone to her boyfriend.
No, it was me. I used it to try and get bisexual women on the phone line.
How much do you just screw with people with that voice?
A lot. I messed with my mom at work once, too.
Yeah, that's good, man. You got us.
All right, guys.
Why weren't you laughing, though?
Why? I was able to bite down. I was laughing, but I pulled the phone away.
You suck so bad.
I don't even want to ask him what he was rubbing the phone on.
Yeah, what were you doing?
No, it was just my chest hair. That's all. How gay do you guys feel?
Will, you suck.
You too. Wait,
hey,
later.
You're the African princess.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Leave us with a little something in that voice. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jamie, and I love Opie and Anthony.
You suck.
All right.
No, you guys suck.
Take it easy.
Oh, we got half. Oh.
Hey, that guy out there liked it a lot. He's still smiling.
Oh, God.
What a reason to smile.
What a nightmare of a day. Hey, Barb.
Yes.
What's up?
Nothing. What are you guys up to today?
We're having fun. I hope it sounds like something today.
Help us out.
Yeah, it's actually sounding quite fun over there right now.
Oh, cool. Did you get
I'm calling from Cleveland.
Ah, nice.
I'm going to say this girl probably has one of the smaller sizes.
Smaller size?
Aww.
Just by the voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly.
What size you got, Barb?
I'm a 34B.
Little B cup. I like that.
Like the
there
bees.
There we go.
They're perky, though.
I like the bees. Bees.
They're perky.
Nothing wrong with B, Barb.
Can't you just hear it in the voice, though?
Yeah.
Like she's got a 34B sounding voice.
Yeah. Hey, Barb, help us out with Whip 'Em Out Wednesday, all right?
Well, there's no stickers out here.
Well, it's going to take time in the new city, so...
I have been looking for homemade signs or stickers, or actually no stickers yet, but I'm looking for signs.
It's definitely going to take time, so if you see a guy with a wow on the back of his car, help us out, okay?
I definitely will.
And show him your boobies. Thanks, Barb.
Okay.
That guy will, man.
That was awful.
I'm far from okay. No, man. I'm pretty effing far from okay. First thing, no one's got to hear about what happened here.
Line 10's great. Opie likes nappy hair on men.
Got the nappy hair. Corey.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey. Hey, we want to hear about your boobies.
38C.
38C? All right, I got the 38C.
I got that. I'm really all over the board here now, which
I only need
sucks.
One.
I do, too.
Ben, what about you?
I need two.
Oh, you need one up that way. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
okay. Hey, thanks, Corey.
Thanks. Hey, wait. I want to tell you guys that I have the hugest crush on Opie.
Wow.
Opie has the hottest voice.
Hey, wait. What was your bra size again?
38C. I'm sorry you didn't win, Opie.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I have the hugest crush on
Shut
Opie.
Up.
He's got the sexiest voice, almost the sexiest boy. Sock it.
Even worse, that guy was rubbing the phone on his chest.
We were listening to Chester.
Did you notice
you know what?
It sounded
we all
weird?
I know. We were all had. But there was something in my head going, man, something didn't sound right.
Oh,
none of us picked up on it, though.
I have to hear it again.
Lillian.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi. We're playing bra bingo.
Yeah.
What's your bra size?
38DD.
Oh, I like the 38DD.
Anthony, I'm writing for you.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Don't have the 38DD.
I don't have that either.
Oh,
damn it.
Sorry.
Thank you, Lillian.
Bye.
All right, bye. I know we have to take a break, but we got to finish Bra Bingo.
Yeah.
Annette, what's going on?
I'm on my way to see Aerosmith.
Oh, have fun. They're playing in Columbus tonight, right?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Have fun. What's your bra size?
38D.
38D. Oh, got the 38D.
I got that, too, but man. Boy, these are spread out.
Annette, help us out with Whip 'Em Out Wednesday in Columbus, okay?
I'll make sure I do.
All right. If you see the wow on the back of someone's car, you know, show them those 38Ds. Let's go to Heather.
All right.
Heather.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me.
How are you?
Pretty good.
I wish I could help you.
All right. It's bra bingo. What's your bra size?
36B.
B?
Yeah.
36B?
Is that it?
Yeah. Tell me you won, Ben.
No, I got one left from now.
Oh, damn.
I got one to go as well.
Nice. I got one to go on two lines.
Thank you, Heather.
You're welcome.
We got to hurry up the game.
Come on, get us a fat bitch.
No, don't say that.
Ooh, I need Skylar Grail.
Skylar.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, she sounds like she's got little ones, too.
Skylar?
Yeah.
What's your bra size?
I have a 38B.
38B?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got that in the right spot.
Nice.
All right. Oh, you guys got it? That's good. Yeah. I helped you out.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a winner, though. Thank you, Skylar.
Thank you.
All right.
One on three different lines.
Let's go to Margaret.
Look at the size.
Margaret.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Uh-oh, this might be good for Rick. Margaret. Margaret, do they call you Large Marge?
Well, actually, my voice might be deep, but my chest is kind of small.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Okay, I might be in here.
Help out.
Margaret, what's your bra size?
36A.
I got
36A.
Damn it. Mm-hmm. I could win any which way. I
got you a flatso?
Well. That's what I'm bending backwards.
Wow, 36A.
Thank you, Margaret.
Bye.
All right. God, we're running out of show. Shannon.
Yes?
Hi, what's your bra size?
32A.
32A?
Bingo!
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
32A.
Yes, I love you, olives.
Bingo, Shannon. Thank you so much.
You guys are the fittest.
Hey, wait. Hold on. We're going to give you a prize for having the winning bra size. Of course, you're 32As. I have 36D going across the free boob square, 34D, and, of course, 36B.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Shannon, hold on the line. We're going to give you something cool, all right?
Okay.
All right. And thanks for playing Bra Bingo.
No problem.
All right. We have to rush through this because we're really late. We'll be back to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show Next.
And Psycho Mark, you can hang up because you're a tool.
How old are you?
18.
Oh, you're shirt on.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Well.
Holy ravioli.
Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
Just a few more minutes left in the Opie and Anthony show today. 877-692-1027. We accomplished a lot today, Anthony, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We certainly did.
Steve from FoundryMusic.com in the studio. F-O-U-N-D-R-Y Music.com. What's up for tonight on the website?
There will be video of the one-legged guys boxing. There is currently a picture of the Big Brother guy that got booted off the show.
Oh. No one even knows that yet. We broke the story earlier. He had a knife to this girl, Krista's neck. Oh. Yeah. And we got a picture of that on FoundryMusic.com.
And, thank you to everyone who's been sending me videotapes and video files of the road show on Saturday, because I've just been going through all of it. There's an immense amount of stuff that I have to go through, but there's going to be more video clips and more pics on the website tonight.
All right, run cool. on, let's go to the phones really fast for just a couple minutes here. Jason, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
Make it fast because we're running out of show.
No problem. Today I learned how fast your arousal goes away when you find out it's a guy.
Oh. Very good, man.
Opie pointed out that the guy did a fake O.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Joe.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, I learned that Opie likes nappy chest hair.
It's going to get bad. Dave.
Howdy, you faggot.
Shut up, man.
I learned that Bra Bingo is interrupted by nappy chest hair.
Oh, God.
Later, boys.
All right. Mike, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned when gay Margo farts, it sounds like... I learned that Chuck is my savior when I'm in Georgia from Chuck Radio.
Yeah.
And I learned that Mike and Jason put together equals 7.065 of Breeze. Out.
He's out. Tomorrow on the show, blind boxing.
Oh, yeah.
With blind Dave and blind Matt.
Can't wait for this.
Anthony writes, I learned just laid back is a form of security payment. Adam writes, today I learned what's in my pants is FUBAR. There's no way to recover that flat spin, Maverick. It's over. Goose is dead.
Gone.
Fife writes, I learned that Shannon's 32 A's were finally good for something.
Yeah.
Mike writes, I learned that Baba Booey calls are about as... Wait. I learned that Baba Booey calls are about as the radio version of Dice's material. Funny in 1989. Now just kind of sad. Too long for the joke. Nothing gets the gay out like Bra Bingo. Thank you, Mike. Bammer writes, I learned that Opie likes African princes. Hey, man, I wasn't the only one. I was not the only one.
He fooled us.
He fooled a lot of
people. But did you notice also how we weren't really able to get a good read on the hair? Like, we were all confused by it.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy with my guess. Right.
We'll continue in New York, but we got to say goodbye to everyone else.
Need a shower.
Thank you.
Food. Wow. Food. Wow. The Opie and Anthony Show.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
All right, we got lots of tickets to see The Cult and Monster Magnet at Convention Hall in Asbury Park, New Jersey on Friday. A few tickets still available through Ticketmaster if you don't win right now. We'll give away 7 pairs of tickets at, we could use the local number, 212-757-1027.
Because everyone's gone.
Everyone else is gone. It's just you and us.
All of our listeners in New York. Hi.
Was that guy from Columbus today an absolute tool?
Ah.
The other cities just don't get that whole Howard thing. And how we just don't care.
The Bob Bowie. At least there's something current. Jesus. Okay, Bud Light.
Yes, Bud Light, Anthony.
We love the Bud Light. Like I've said, you're looking for light beer that tastes like beer. You got to get Bud Light. Bud Light, tool. That's what we say. Bud Light. Tastes like regular Bud. What more can you say? That's like the biggest compliment you could give a light beer, is that it tastes like regular beer. You never know it's a light beer. Everyone's just captivated and paying attention to me. I'm trying to do this very sincere, and everyone's just going about their business. People.
You should see the
Bud
guy.
Bud Light. Look at me.
Hey, man, there's one guy paying attention to you, and he's smiling an awful lot. He must love Bud Light.
Stinky Bud Light.
Light. You like Bud Light, Stinky?
It's great.
See? It's great. Stinky says it's great. Screw that and what they say. the beer that won't fill you up and never lets you down.
Yeah, bring in Smiley Guy one last time. Smiley Guy.
Smiley Guy.
Smiley Guy. Do you like Bud Light?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to listen to Anthony talk about Bud Light for another 10, 15 seconds?
Sure, why not?
For the real taste that won't fill you up and never lets you down.
Hey, can I ask you
something? Make it a Bud Light.
Why do you smile a lot?
I don't know. I just like to.
A happy guy.
Okay. I am very happy.
Yeah.
I'm a happy guy.
And he's enjoying the show and hanging out.
Right.
Are you good at mail delivery?
What, Ben? What?
Are you mail delivery.
What is that? No. Oh, like a letter carrier?
Yeah, delivering like mail.
I don't know.
To me.
You're saying Timmy yourself? Go live in law, Timmy.
Timmy. Timmy.
The clean, crisp taste.
I like this guy.
Of Bud Light.
What is he saying?
What was that one?
Hey, you guys.
For love chunk.
That's good.
Pretty good impression.
Damn shake.
Don't be fooled by imitations. Never, we only want the best.
Never boring around here, man.
Bud Light. Jeez, this is an 8-minute Bud Light commercial.
That's a street.
Is there anything you want to say on the radio? No?
No. You guys are great.
Any shout outs to anybody?
No.
All right.
Cool. Thanks for coming by.
Make it a Bud Light, right?
Right.
Bud Light.
It's Smiley Guy. We'll see everyone tomorrow.
Aye.
Thank you.